United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned as head of the PTL club.
Let's go! There's no sound. How about now? You should have sound in the chat room now if you didn't have it before. I don't know what's stopping it. So we'll see. Don't know. Okay. And anyway, I'm watching this the whole political system just fall out. Period. And I'm watching people make fools of themselves around ideologies that they should have never, ever been able to report, period. Here it is. We're talking about the big situation out in California. And I don't want to dwell on it for too long, but I do want to start out and say a couple things. I grew up here in Northeast Ohio. In Northeast Ohio, you have a perfect mixture of Eastern Bloc Europe. You have Croatians, you have Slovenians, you have Russian, you have all types of people that came here, immigrated here, and worked in the mills, and they lived around this area. Needless to say, we all know how African Americans came to this country. And not all of us came as slaves, but most of us came as slaves. And as we did this, we're sitting up here with the attitude that they had to make us seem as though we're less than human, less than, we're more or less just chattel, more or less animals, with a little higher developed brain than a good dog or a good mule. Well, here's the thing. When you create a system like that, and it didn't start out like that, because believe you me, in America, Black people were not looked on racially at first. At first. Because many of us came here as free men. And many came and took part in the very first slavery in the United States. So when you're talking about that, you're talking about a system of slavery that would have been closer to what the Bible's system of slavery was. And slavery, when it comes to the Bible and the children of Israel, was really agreed upon contracts. And after so long, you worked off that contract and you were set free. And not only were you set free, you were given something in your hand so you and your family, who was right there with you, could move out and start your life. Now, Israel didn't own slaves as the United States slavery turned into. It just wasn't that way. But it turned that way, and this is why it turned that way. One thing that you have to understand is when the settlers came over here to America, to the Americas, what happened in Europe? You had all the religious people who wanted religious freedom. They got on boats and were shipped out. And the European countries did one thing to help that happen. They emptied out all the jails because they didn't want to take care of these people that were in prison. And they said, if you want to take a chance on dying in the ocean or falling off the edge of the earth with these people or whatever it was, we're going to turn you out. And so you had two sets of people coming here. You had very religious people, and you had very bad people that were imprisoned. So when you get that mixture of people, you get sometimes a mindset that will put smallpox in blankets and give it to Indians. As in the case of Columbus, and I've heard the big talk show host talk about, you know, how Columbus was given a bad name and he was made this murderer. Well, he was a murderer. He killed the Hualatlicuilac Indians, and he tortured them, and he did whatever he wanted them to them because they were not a violent people. They weren't people that wanted anything but peace. And he took total control and advantage of them. Okay, so now we have this situation, and so now you have America is America now. It starts with the colonies, and all the colonies, by the way, for those of the, we are not a Christian nation, they were started by and they were run by denominations of Christian belief. And I will bring that in at a different time. And maybe, you know, maybe we'll touch on it a little bit today because I want to touch on Secretary of State Kerry foolish comments over in Israel. But anyway, so we're sitting here and you have a group of people who were told, well, we're bringing you here and, you know, you're going to be a slave because, you know, there was tribal wars. There was the Arab slave traders that created this whole situation. And many of us sold each other into slavery when we had a beef with the other village or other set of people. One of the most famous battles in Africa are the Tutsis and the Wanda, I forget what the Wasomethings, not Watusis, but somebody else's. And they fight each other, and they were blood enemies. Well, anyway, with some of these skirmishes, you had some of us that would capture the young warriors and sell them to the Arab slave traders. The Arab slave traders would sell them to other nations right out of Western Africa. You can still see the areas they've kept them where they used to bring people and sell them. So you create this whole culture now where you have these people working for you in America as slaves. And they're very intelligent people, very smart people. Half your farm inventions that you never knew were created by black people, African people. But they'll never tell you that. Why? Because that black person, that African person, was not allowed to have a permit or anything because actually he wasn't even allowed to know how to read or anything else. Eli Whitney gets the cotton gin brand, but guess who really created the cotton gin? Guess who really created many of the machines that do separating of cotton and do all types of other things, because that's what we had to do, and we had to be ingenious in the way that we did it because we did not want to make things harder than they were. And this is how they had to control you. They told you that you weren't smart enough. You're not allowed to read, and you couldn't do anything out of your culture, including speak your own language. So now you have to speak this new new language called English, which many of us did master. Many did master. But guess what? We couldn't say TH sounds and things like that. So we said duh and this, that, and the other and certain things. And then we were ridiculed for that. Why, he dumb, he just that. No, we weren't dumb at all. I'm going to finish this on the other side of the break because I think it's important that we understand what's going on right now with Mr. Sterling out in California and understand what's happening with the gentleman with the cow gate up in, the plains with his cows and understand where these attitudes come from and why they're there and how they pervasively stick right now. It's important to know that, and I hope that you're listening to me because I want to say it and I want to give it to you in a very intelligent way of speaking about it without anger, angst, this and another. You're listening to Mornings with Tracy and Friends. It's Jeff in the air chair. We'll talk to you right on the other side of these messages.
Concerned about your health? Confused about the amount of prescription drugs you are taking? Wondering which vitamins to take? Call Dr. Matt Mason, board-certified wellness physician as well as a chiropractor at Mason Wellness Center. Dr. Mason combines nutritional therapy, functional medicine, and chiropractic services to keep people healthy and get those of you that are ill feeling better faster. Mason Wellness Center is located on Layer Road in Warren, Ohio. To make an appointment or to receive additional info, call our office at 330-219-6450.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our Crisis Stabilization Unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax.
Here at Pet Spa Salon on Western Reserve Road, we offer many services to our customers' pets, including bathing, grooming, nail trimming, and we even brush, bathe, and trim cats. Pet Spa Salon uses only all natural products. With 35 years experience in the business, our expert staff works slowly and gently to put even the most fidgety pets at ease. Come into Pet Spa Salon and get your fur baby looking and feeling great. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 1122 Western Reserve Road. Call for an appointment.
Fit Family. Unique. Individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga, kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown.
Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
We're back with Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229 or toll free at 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com.
And we're back once again, Morning with Tracy and Friends. Jeff here in the air chair here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial and on Blog Talk Radio. At Tracy and Friends, and the numbers here are 330-781-9600 and 1-347-945-5229. We invite you to come on and give us a call and let us know what's on your mind. We're talking about the attitude and why latest bits of racism that came up yesterday and last couple of weeks are still there, very strong and very ensconced, which many of us have been trying to say for the last 50 years, that racism hasn't gone anywhere, and I have to give it to the president for how he dealt with this latest round of things yesterday. I thought that he handled it well with the words that he said. And I hope that really, you know, is followed through with how he said it, that we have to teach, educate, and let people know when this stuff arises each time, because we can't, you know, tolerate this in our society. And I thought his words were chosen well, and I thought that how he said how he's going to deal with it was done well. Now, here's the thing I want to mention. Here it is. We have slavery in America. You have a lot of people that come from different countries in Africa with a whole lot of different abilities. The continent of Africa are not all savages, and they weren't all savages at that time, as you would want to believe. Nor on our side of things when we want to say, we were kings and queens and we lived in peace. No, we didn't. That's not true. We were just like any other people. We had tribal differences and we had tribal wars and skirmishes. You had land grabs. You had people that were trying to dominate. So you were not just one thing, but yes, everything else came from the continent of Africa. All the sciences came from that continent. All of the, I said all the sciences, so that covers just about everything. Mathematics, that covers engineering, that covers all types of things. Please understand that you've been sold a bill of rights, a bill of goods here, that black people are less and they don't attain and they don't do certain things. But anyway, you have this attitude of the people that had to control these people that they had in their ownership. So what they did, like I said, they stopped you from being able to read. Only a freed black man could know how to read. And if you were caught allowing a black man to read, he was killed. Why? Because if you knew how to read, they could not control you a certain way. And I want you to hear me now, because it's the same right now. Because if you were independent, they could not pour you in the ghettos and make you live there by yourself with no economic development and no real help from the government. The government gives you enough to stand by so that you'll vote for one side of that government. So now you have this attitude where all the people are teaching these terrible things. You have the abolitionists that don't believe in it, and they fight against it. Many slaves were freed. Many slaves were not freed. But guess what happened? Education happened anyway, because this was the will of God for us in this country. We came under a very bad circumstance, but right now we have been able to climb above and do certain things. We kind of hold ourselves back because of how we think about it right now, but it's not just our fault why we think certain ways. Right after, during slavery, you couldn't read. So you fought to get to learn how to read. And when you learned how to read, we finally got free. And when we finally got free, I say it's because we worship the God of the Bible, the Lord Jesus Christ, and he set us free. That's my belief system. I believe that. Now, if you don't believe that, that's okay. That's just my personal belief. We prayed and asked God, and God delivered us and set us free. But right after that, they came with a thing called Jim Crow law. And they came with the black codes. And in those Jim Crow laws and those black codes, you had them telling you that if your grandfather didn't own land, then you couldn't own land. They would not hire you to work in certain things. And so the black man was relegated to being sharecroppers. And if they were fortunate enough to have been able to get land and things like that, they could grow things on their land, but they were never paid premium prices for what they did. This is one thing I'll tell you. My great-grand-uncle bought 100 acres of swampland in Sumter, South Carolina. And in South Carolina, you know what they did with that? He did with that swampland? After he paid premium price for it, after he worked for this man and worked other jobs and did what he could do, he drained the land, cleared it, and had some of the best land that there was down in that thing, 100 acres. And you know what they did to him in this country? Why you have some black people that are upset and angry whenever they see this stuff rise its head? They took his land, said, your grandfather didn't own land, you can't own it. After he worked for it, bought it, they gave him not one dime for it. They took it and kicked him off of it. And if my other relatives had not owned weapons, they would have moved them all out of that county. But they all had shotguns, and they could not, thanks to the NRA, by the way. Thanks to the NRA, because the NRA made sure we had gun laws so black people could own guns and protect themselves from these people like this. Now, they took his land. This has never been retributed before. Understand that. So now, you still have this attitude. Well, and then they make up laws like you can't look a white person in the eye. Don't think that those laws aren't still in effect today, because this is how they keep a group of people living how they live and keep a group of people not attaining what they could. They make you feel like, I can't live out there with all those white folks. Why? They don't like me. So what? I had relatives. I live on the outskirts of town. Some of you know. They wouldn't come to my house. Some of them wouldn't help me move into my house. Close relatives. Because they said, I might get arrested out there. I'm saying, you out of your mind? But that's how subtle racism is, that it still has an effect in our society today. And that is not every white person's fault, but it is some white people's fault, because they make sure that these things are kept up, like Mr. Sterling and the gentleman with Calgate, like Bundy, whatever his name, Clive Bundy, whatever his name is. So now, they taught that you were not human. You were the mud people. You were mongrels. And even had the president saying it here a couple years ago. We're like a mongrel race of people. I understand what he meant, but I don't agree with using the terminology because of what that terminology meant. Now, so we're dealing with this. Do you think that it has changed today to where everybody is looked at for the content of their character and not the color of their skin? No. Goes back to where you always hear me every day because we talk about politics here because everything is politics. There's nothing that is not political. Nothing. If you buy a loaf of bread, there's politics involved. If you sell a loaf of bread, there's politics involved. So when I bring up politics and I try to show you what I'm talking about, oh, Jeff, there you go again. Yeah, it is, yeah. Does Mr. Sterling's politics mean something? Oh, heck yeah, it does. But he's a Republican now. He's a Republican, but he gives to Democrat causes, right? So what does that make him? I mean, you know, so what does he believe? What does he think? He must support what the Democrats support because that's who he puts his money toward. And what do they support? Abortion for black people. Under the guise of, it's a woman's right to choose what she wants to do. It's her right to choose. And you're killing off your people at three times the rate of everybody else. But they made you think this. Now, you raised your head again. You got through Jim Crow, and some of us went out to Oklahoma. We created Black Wall Street. We were down in Florida with some of our own towns and things like that. And whenever anything happened, what happened? That same bunch of people, we say the Klan all the time, but it wasn't just Klan. There was other white supremacist groups, true white supremacist groups. And they'd come into town and they'd kill up all the men in the town, rape the women, and leave you. Black Wall Street was attacked. Black Wall Street, the black people there had their own exchanges. They had their own weapons companies. They had their own trading companies. And they destroyed you. They beat you down. They even bombed you with United States airplanes. Thanks to Mr. Woodrow Wilson, who gave them permission to before he left office. Woodrow Wilson, but you're going to get the person, now you like the person that Hillary Clinton patterns herself after, which is the early first century progressive Woodrow Wilson. That's who you want to vote for. Tell me you don't vote against yourself again, please. Okay, now here it is. I'm gonna, one more thing, and I'm going to open up the phone lines. So now you get through that. Black Wall Street happens, and it's over. Black people are afraid now. They're afraid to lift their head up to do anything. But they're still sick of their situations, and they're brave enough to still fight against being said you're less than human, also being said that you're not this or not that. And what do we get then? You get, you can't vote. Voting tasks and things like that where you have to take tests. Only you, only black folk have to take these tests. And that's why you had the Civil Rights Act and then the Voting Rights Act, which was brilliant by Mr. Johnson, who was a segregationist to his heart. Segregationist to his heart. Didn't like black people at all, and it's on his tapes and out of the White House, so you can't say nothing else. His own people in his inner circle tell you he didn't like black folk at all. So why did he give black people voting rights and give black people civil rights? that he destroyed 5 years before under another president, Republican president. Because they knew what the effect was going to be when they did it. They knew good and well what was going to happen. And they created an excellent system of keeping people ignorant for the last 50 years. And yes, I said keeping them ignorant for the past 50 years. Now, after I do this, I'm going to come right back. We got to pay some bills. And we're going to be back right after these messages. Morning with Tracy and Friends, Jeff in the Air Chair.
As to whether Wilkes will receive life in prison or death for the crime. A Niles man has pleaded not guilty to stealing nearly $100,000 from his parish, Our Lady of Mount Carmel. Prosecutors say 58-year-old Michael Morara used a church-issued Sam's Club credit card to pay for his daughter's college tuition, cell phones for himself and his family, and more. He faces up to 18 months behind bars if convicted. And Jim Tressel is on the short list for the president position at Youngstown State University. The school named three finalists for the job. All three candidates will head to campus the week of May 5th for interviews. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan. If convicted. And Jim Tressel is on the short list for the president position at Youngstown State University. The school named three finalists for the job. All three candidates will head to campus the week of May 5th for interviews. For WSOM News, I'm Harper Keegan.
Negative online stories about you or your business might take seconds to create, but years to remove. How many customers and sales dollars you will never see due to lies, rumors, and that one disgruntled customer who posted a bad review on the internet? If you want to personally or professionally take control of your online reputation, grab a pen and take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-432-9197. When you call, you will get free information on how you can legally fight and potentially bury negative internet postings. With the Reputation Management Program, you can now positively promote your business online. Join the thousands of entrepreneurs and professionals who have already taken control of their Google search results. You're losing money every day when customers pass you by after they read negative info online. Call today to get a free reputation review and start building positive online content. Call 1-800-432-9197 for free info. That's 1-800-432-9197. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. Take control of your online Google search results today by simply calling 1-800-432-9197.
The women of Warren and the surrounding areas now have a choice for affordable glamour. Charlie's Consignment Boutique on East Market Street in Warren has a fine selection of reasonably priced women's clothing, as well as clothes for men and children. You'll also find a great selection of shoes for everyone. Our consignment shop stocks jewelry and accessories and cosmetics by Mary Kay. Charlie's Consignment Boutique in Warren. Call 330-766-5778 now to schedule a complimentary facial. 408 East Market Street in Warren.
Are you trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Call 800-942-0697. 800-942-0697.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Blood on the leaves and blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees.
And it's Morning with Tracy and Friends, Jeff in the Air Chair, on a serious subject. And so I'm sorry I took all this time to filibuster, but I'm really wanting some people to understand some things. That was Strange Fruit by the infamous Miss Billie Holiday. And you have to understand, for me to look at a white woman the wrong way on the street in the South and in some parts of the North, Cincinnati. You were taken out and lynched, beat, castrated, all types of things like that. And let me understand this one thing, too. We endured all of that even while we were volunteering to go into the armed services forces and fight for this country, and it never changed when we got back home. Sometimes it got worse. That's why I hate when I see people merchandising poor people. When they herd poor people in the areas and they have to live in them like they do. That's why I hate when they wink at you, yeah, you vote for me. They don't give you no agreement. But they tell you, but that guy over there, he's president, he don't like you. And he treats you like a POS. And you lap it up and go back to him because you think he really accepts you because he allowed you, he came to your dinner, your church. That's why I get ticked off, lividly so. So I don't have no, as they say in the hood, I have no holler for that, okay? I ain't got no holler for that. I ain't got no holler for what the NAACP did yesterday, talking about, we can forgive Mr. Sterling because we don't think it was in his heart. What kind of foolishness was that? Kavina, man, you're in there.
Yeah, man, I see, or seems like you have a hybridization, a mix of your recollection of history mixed in with your religious faith. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm just saying.
I told you that's what I believe. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm saying. No, there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm just saying, as you draw your conclusions about what happened in history, it becomes a faith-based recollection of history and how things play out.
Oh, it sure does. Because you know what? In that same Bible that I believe in, I saw him set several people, set several sets of people free after they turned their face to him and prayed to him. So, yes, Yeah, it sure is.
Right. So,
that's what I believe.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying. So like, you know, when you examine politics, everything is political, as you said. When you examine politics, certain people do come with a faith-based political conclusion. So instead of like examining the facts of this person or that person or whatever people stand for, people just say, I'm going off my faith, and that's cool for the people who accept that. So like you have a faith-based system, but other people have a different system. If they have a faith-based, it might be in something else. But it's not
you missed something though, Kavina, man. You missed something though. See, what you don't know about me is who my family was here, and you don't know the death threats that my family got because of my father's position through politics and when we weren't believers, and that I make my decisions based up on historical fact and historical things of the time and et cetera, et cetera. I had to get driven back and forth to school for a while. You have to understand that. You have to understand the police, we had to ride around my house during the 60s around here because my father was working with civil rights here in Ohio. So, no, don't come with this foolishness to me. You know, come with something different and because you're an intelligent man and you have some things, but all the things that I've been saying is exactly what happened.
Happened. I'm not doubting your history or your family. I'm not even saying that. I'm just trying to make sure we keep things in context. So, like, when you have discussions with people, you got to realize you're coming from a faith-based standpoint, and everybody and other people are coming from a different standpoint. I'm just
listen.
Gotta be clear that on that. You
know? Listen. I got arrested during the riots of '68 when I wasn't old enough to get arrested. Okay, was not a Christian at that particular time. I was involved in things that I should not have been involved with during my teenage years, et cetera, et cetera, until I did start believing in Jesus. Now, it changed me, but it did not change my history. It did not change that, and I don't change all the things that happened to fit history or fit my religious belief. My experience with God is just as much a part of me as every part of my history was. It is something that is true. It is not something I made up, or it's a fairy tale that I'd like to happen. No, it's real, my brother. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
But
you look at things in such a dark, kind of hateful place, Doc, that you want everybody to be on one side and everybody to be on the other side. And it's not like that. There are some people that are just in the middle on some things.
Right, so I'm not even, that's not even what I said, so I don't know where you got that conclusion from.
Probably because of how you feel about politics and what you voice all the time. But go ahead.
Yeah, I think that, you know, where the Johnson situation, I think that civil rights also plays a context in the Cold War era when, you know, you're trying to make this, or you and the country is trying to make this philosophical about capitalism and communism, and one of the retorts that would come back is that you don't even treat black people right in your country. You have segregation. You have basically apartheid and whatnot. And so that was like a black eye. You're trying to spread this idea of, capitalism is the answer to everything, yet at home.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, because that's craziness once again.
I'm not even recapping something that is one of my particular beliefs. I'm just saying this is what people have said in history.
Well, of course they have. People say all kind of things, but guess what? Johnson made the statement several times. Did you go see the movie The Butler?
No, I don't watch movies.
Then rent it and watch it, because it's something you need to hear. Because this was taken from the gentleman that was still alive that talked about him serving in the White House. And when Johnson got on TV and said the Negro, this, that, and the other, blah, 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 the black workers at the White House said, "When did we become Negroes?" He used the N-word more than I do.
Right.
What makes you think that it had any him signing civil rights into law and the Voting Rights Act into law after he said those uppity niggas are making too much noise, they're causing too much problem, we got to give them something to quiet them down? What makes you think that he really meant to help you by giving you these situations, huh? What makes you think that?
That's off your faith base.
Okay, done with that stupidity.
Okay,
Alabama, go ahead.
Yeah, Covina, man.
Do you hear that?
Yeah, I am. I think he's either an atheist or he's
he can be an atheist, but how stupid is it?
Hold up. This thing, though, Jeff. I wouldn't let it get my blood pressure up. I really wouldn't.
No, I'm not. This is my blood pressure
up. You know that's what he's
going to say. I can't take stupidity. I'm sorry, but go ahead.
Yeah, like he wanted to find a reason to blame the church. And the other day while we were on the break, I was just saying that as much as people hate the church was the centerpiece of the whole civil rights movement. All
Absolutely.
The meetings were there. A lot of the movements for the rights that he enjoys today come from the church. Now, he can say what he wants about the church, and I'll probably agree with him on half the points he made on the church, because the church is doing some things I don't like. But
yep.
To just throw everything out that the church did in history, I'm from Montgomery. I mean, a lot of these churches, my family members told me different. I know a lot of these pastors that was there with King that did stuff. So for me to sit here and as a young man today and just totally urinate on the church, even if I wasn't a Christian, I wouldn't do it. But
no,
therein, that's just him. But the point you were talking earlier, and I'm reading the book Sundown Man, and there's this one description of this guy Sundown Towns where this guy was accused of rape, right? Black guy. They just said this guy, the sheriff said he didn't think the guy did it, just from his own thing. But they wanted to hang him. Now these were Italian immigrants, Italians and Germans, and these ain't people that was born here now. But they just came out. They came through the mob. He stuck him out, got him on the train, and then he went through this other city and he stopped 10 miles out. And before he got to the other city where the girl was from that got raped, tried to run through the woods. They caught him, right? Put him back on the thing. The women, white women, strung this dude up. The women did. The men just sat there, strung him up and yanked him up and tried to hang him and was hanging him, and the rope snapped, right? The rope snapped. He falls to the ground. The men came up and shot him. Ono just filled his body of bullets, killed him. Wrapped his body up with the rope and dragged him up the street, stomping on him and kicking him. He's already dead now. They stomping on him, just, you know, stabbing him, poking him. Got his body, went and cut, they set his body on fire. Then they cut his head off and put it on a stake and left it there for like weeks at a time. He didn't have a trial. Now, these are immigrants that did this, folks that probably hadn't been here long in 10 years.
Yeah, but they fall into the spirit of the country because, don't forget, they had many, many years of people teaching that you were less than human and you didn't deserve freedom and you didn't deserve to live. And,
the thing that gets me, though, Jeff, the main point that gets me is what I'm starting to realize is there were blacks that lived all over this country after slavery.
Absolutely.
We spread it out. Just like you go to Vermont, there are people that were Italian and German immigrants. You go to certain places, Vermont, where there aren't any black people at all, Iowa. Blacks used to actually live there. And we literally got ran out. And what they would do, it was commonplace to just anything, something happened. Say some black guy did something 8 years ago. You do anything, 8 years later, they come in and they all going to just round you up. They're running them all out with guns. And they would all stick together. All the people that were white or Caucasian would come and stick together to get black people out of these cities and towns. I just didn't know the magnitude of how bad it was.
It was terrible, and that's what people don't realize. And that's
every city, it's like 90% of this country, like 90% of the states. Most of the states that really didn't do it was the South, because they looked at us as, well, we need black people to wash our dishes and clean our clothes. That's how they thought in the South. Up in the North and Midwest, they was like, we getting rid of these black folks. That's why black folks living out in the West, in the rural areas in the South, it's no big deal. But up North, it's all white in the rural area because they ran black people out of there.
In a lot of them, but just like around here and outside of Cleveland in rural areas, you have a lot of black people. You wouldn't believe it.
By the way, I don't know if you were here, but last week I read about, I called Tracy Friday. You know, you guys had a riot in 1917 in Youngstown. They tried to get rid of the black population.
I did not, and that's interesting because my father never told me that one, and he was keenly aware of a lot of different things that happened. You know, but 1917. You know what? He wasn't alive. Ah, man, we got to go to break. I'm sorry. Going to top of the hour break. We'll be back after this. Call us online, Covina Man. You and them, we'll be right back.
Yeah, man. Jeff is having a pissy fit, man. I can't even have a conversation with him. He wanna try to mute me and just, he can't even argue. That's why he don't have his convictions, man, because he can't back up his point. He just gotta hang up on a dude.
I mean, a lot of times, man, just if you know somebody thinks a certain way, man, just let them go. Just let them. It's all right, man. I mean, because sometimes it's just, It doesn't make, just like everybody making all this fuss about this this guy right now, and I make points and people are disagreeing with me. I'm saying power respects power. I said power can only be taken. This guy's, he's looking at us as weak. So as black people, we are weak because we work for him and because we need him. And if it wasn't for him, many of these guys wouldn't have what they have. That's what he, that second tape was the more telling of the two. The first one, it was kind of racist, but this one was real. It wasn't just racist. It was a look into the mindset of a guy who thinks in terms of economic warfare, and that's true racism. And he's saying, look, I control these monkeys, or niggas, or whatever you want to call them. And if it weren't for me, they wouldn't have this car. You too weak to go out there and get your own car. You too weak to go out there and get your own house. You don't have the power that I got. See, that's the way he thinks. So that is deep. That, to me, says a lot. Not the, you know, don't bring him, don't have him, you know, it's just a, he said that about black Jews in Israel. They're treated like dogs. They're nothing. I'm like, whoa, he really went in.
Yeah,
black folks want to break their neck going to Israel tomorrow. I'm like, man, y'all go, you know.
Yeah,
what, what it is.
Well, if you have any experience with, you know, the history of Jews and blacks in this country, you already know how they feel about black folks. And I was going to add, well, you were talking about the sundown towns and going into the cities. The thing is, like, a lot of those cities, black people, they were able to rent their living, they could buy it. You're making a whole lot of noise.
Hey, you're making a lot of noise.
That's not me, man. I don't know who, maybe there's somebody else on the line.
Hey, the mic must be open. I'm listening to you talk about drunk about my show.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's Tracy. Oh, okay. Let me finish this point. Like, a lot of times,
I'm gonna mute Tracy's mic, man. Go ahead.
But a lot of times they, you know, the Jews would rent, you know, apartments or whatever to black folks, and that's how black folks were really able to get in the city. They would come in there and. These immigrants or Jewish people
Jews weren't allowed. They just ain't had the money to get away from us. They weren't allowed. They wanted to get away from black folks too. Just like Hispanics. Hispanics don't have the power and wealth to get away from black folks yet. But they trying to.
No. Yeah, I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying that that's how these black people were able to get in these ghettos where actually apartment buildings owned by a lot of Jewish people. That's who they're renting from.
Man, I know the term ghetto is a Jewish term. I agree with you. I'm just saying that Jews were discriminated against on the scale of blacks a lot of times. And what they would do is they would try to get away, but they wouldn't have the wealth and resources. Now they do, but back then they didn't. Now they accepted into the dominant society. When they make up only
50%
of the population. Go ahead.
Can you blame them? Why does anybody want to assimilate to anybody that's not doing anything, not going anywhere, and won't take care of themselves? Come on.
Say what?
Right now, black people don't want to be with black people.
Wait a minute. I feel like this. I used to feel that way. Hold on. I used to think that way, Tracy. I used to think that way. But I think a lot of times you want to be around your people to be able to help these brothers and sisters to get them out of their metal. They need to see that doctor. They need to see. We don't have those connections. That's why.
You're
going
to a person, and they'll tell you in a minute, they will not go to a black doctor because they don't believe a black doctor is good as a white one. And if you live in the neighborhood, they will move you off the neighborhood.
You got a few black people that think like that, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the overwhelming majority of blacks, and you're going to be a black doctor.
You got a whole group of them that do.
I got a black dentist over here in Montgomery. He got a ton of black folks. This guy's a millionaire. He primarily deal with black folks. So that's not true.
But again, overall, why do you think we get money, we move?
Tracy, it got to start somewhere. You can't just... Like, we got this defeated mentality, like this is the only way blacks are going to ever... Man, we got to, y'all blame them. Move out in the white neighborhood. Move out in the Hispanic neighborhood. No, we got to start building our own economic infrastructure. We cannot do that by leaving every time we get two nickels to rub together. We've been doing that for 40, 50 years and look at us.
Yeah, the area
maybe
you know that. You know that, and I know that. But the majority
there are good areas.
I've
never been to Youngstown, but I bet there are good, safe areas where it's predominantly black. I know they are, just like they are in Montgomery. Every black neighborhood is not full of killers and dope dealers.
That's true. By the time we get done, and we get done robbing each other, not taking care of our educational system, not taking care of responsibility and what's going on in our neighborhood, we pack up and we move. And we get mad because white people think the same thing and do it. And if they say it out loud, we demonize them. And don't get me wrong, I'm not caught up trying to call what people say about it. But what I'm saying is we need to be honest about this.
Well, first of all,
I'm from the hood, Tracy.
I'm from the hood, right? Out of all the people in my hood, dope dealers make up maybe 3%. Everybody else in the hood is just got money. That's it. Everybody else in the hood. So that's what I'm saying. So let's not demonize 95, 97% of the people because of those three pan-sagging drug dealers.
530-WSOM. That's 347-945-5229 or 1-800-530-WSOM. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Hello?
I guess Trace ain't there.
Hello?
Hold on. I thought I had a thing queued up to play here.
I'm on my way to the studio.
But I guess I don't. So I'm going to go back to the drawing board on it and try it. Good afternoon or good morning. This is Tracy and Friends. Oh, to hear it here is what
I... NAACP, we can forgive Donald Sterling, newser. The NAACP is still willing to work with Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling despite his alleged racist remarks, ABC News reports. Having denied him a Lifetime Achievement Award over his comments, see here and here, the organization held a press conference today where NAACP Los Angeles President Leon Jenkins called Sterling's words devastating. Still, the NAACP could forgive the man it has worked with for nearly 20 years, Jenkins said, God teaches us to forgive. I think there's room for forgiveness. I wouldn't be a Christian if I said there wasn't. But Jenkins said he would need to see a sustained period of proof to the African-American community that those words don't reflect his heart. He said the NAACP is negotiating with Sterling about him giving more money to black students at UCLA, but they haven't spoken since the scandal broke. In other developments, sponsors like CarMax, Virgin America, and State Farm have either severed or paused their relationship with the Clippers, the LA Times reports. Clippers coach Doc Rivers said today that he believed Sterling said those things, the LA Times reports, and CBS Sports reports that the NBA will make an announcement about its investigation tomorrow. Click to read about Sterling's history of alarming comments. NAACP.
I can't find the actual gentleman saying the that he didn't think he was here.
Thank you.
I think
you
got a phone on. Tracy got her phone on.
Really reflect his heart. I think there's room for forgiveness. I wouldn't be a Christian if I said there wasn't. In the back.
All right, so that's Leon Jenkins, the president of the NAACP, Los Angeles.
Now, you tell me, my good callers and people in the audience, 330-781-9600 or 1-347-945-5229, that if that was any Republican that you could think of, other than this one, they claim he's a Republican. He registered in 1974 to be a Republican, they say. Now, what he is now, he can be a Republican all day long, but if the only thing you give to is Democrat causes, what does that make you? I'm sorry. Let's stop the foolishness.
Jim,
Mornings with Tracy and Friends, 978, you're in there. Nine, seven, eight.
Oh, what you doing? What you doing in there? Okay, Covina man, go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know what that is? This, if you listen to what he said, if he shows something over, you know, a period.
Come
of time,
on.
You know, no, but you know what that means? How much money he got? How much money can these PR dudes shake? Come over there and spread it around. And
but what
spread
does
enough it around?
Wait, here's my.
Hold on, Diva. Diva, I didn't call you up yet, sweetie. Hold on. Go ahead, because I'm gonna comment right after you, sir.
I'm just saying, you can be cynical. That's what that is. It's just like how much money can you spread around? If you spread enough around, then these Jerry Carroll Negroes would just be like, yes, he right back in graces.
That ain't no cynicism going on right there. That is, you know what? I'm selling my soul out in what I really believe in, supposedly, because this man gave me some money. And, hold on, Doc. Yeah, but no, that's not cynicism. What that is disingenuousness. Disingenuousness.
Yeah, because a lot of these organizations just old people. They have no real like young base anymore. It's just old people, and they're trying to get that last check before they, get 6 feet under, and they just take as much money as you can give them. They don't care who it comes from. Donald Trump gives the money, they wouldn't give it.
Well, yeah, but the thing is if George Bush wanted to give us the money, they wouldn't even accept it. That's what I'm talking about.
The dudes in L.A. would.
No, they wouldn't.
Diva, hold on just a second. If they're hypocritical to the core. See, that's what we've been saying all the time.
All the time.
And it's really not, I mean, ignorance is ignorance. People, just because you say something ignorant doesn't make you a racist. And Alabama said something during the break that was very, very profound. They think that you need them, and so they can treat you any kind of way because you have no power.
Right.
That's the statement all in itself. And if you don't do something for yourself, they will always, accepting a handout, you will always be where you are. And that's where we are right now. And so the NAACP says we can always negotiate, and he's going to help the black kids because he's going to give us something. You don't need to go give you something. You need to go get it for yourself so they can quit empowering you and being your master and you being their slave.
Wait a minute. He's got all the black people at his Rolodex. Put together a consortium and buy up a 30% interest in that team that's getting ready to be on the block for sale.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Listen, they can't buy the team.
Yeah, well.
They can't afford the team. And somebody said yesterday about how many people work for him. He has a professional sports has a small limited staff except for the players and the infrastructure. Everything else is leased out through the Staples Center. The people that are there working for him, I will bet you in his management, has less than five people working for him that's African American outside of his players.
Well, from the front office, I do believe.
It is a gladiator sport.
Is all white.
Pardon me, Diva?
No, what'd you say? I don't know. I had to cut her back because it wasn't time for her to talk yet.
She can't help it.
Yeah, well, you're right.
Diva, what did you say?
Go ahead, Diva.
I said I believe his front office, a lot of complaints that he's received is about his front office being majority white.
Diva, guess what? When I worked for the Lakers in 88 and 89, it was all white then, too. If you go across this nation for all of your professional teams, the only people that are black that are playing there are some of your cheerleaders and your athletes. In your upper management, very, very few people have any black staff.
Well, my problem with
the
NAACP.
That's across the board. And hold on, Diva. And we need to also understand that the owners, the commission, that the NBA, they all knew this guy was crazy. This is how he felt. And he was a funny guy, and they let it slide all these years. The only reason why they're saying anything is because it's come out today. But they all knew it, black and white.
I promise
Diva she could talk. Go ahead, Diva.
Okay, my another issue I have with the NAACP is this guy's worth billions, and they're bragging that over the course of, I believe, 3 years, he's donated $15,000 to $20,000.
Pocket
and,
change.
Yes.
A couple hundred thousand dollars.
Pocket change.
I'm sorry?
A couple hundred thousand. It was a couple hundred thousand, but that
pocket change.
In 2013, I just read an article. They said that he donated $15,000 to $20,000 and he handed out free tickets for the kids in inner city. My thing is, how much are we worth that you're willing to sell us down the river for basically a pittance? He's a billionaire. Even a couple hundred thousand dollars over the years.
Diva,
he's a billionaire. Please.
Year. They do it to you every vote. They do it to you all the time. This is not new.
Yeah.
This is the problem. This is not new. You have no idea. We keep telling you, for your vote, every time you hear voter suppression, I promise you, you can find somebody with a check.
Tracy, I'm going to throw something in there. I know you're going to dislike what I got to say, but I'm going to say it. I mean, he's white, right? He's built. Diva read this morning on the video thing. Malcolm X was saying, look, serves you right if he don't give you a job. White people build these jobs for white people. That's how he thinks. So then you coming in here trying to twist his arm, begging him to make you give you a job as a black man. If he don't give you one, he's thinking for his own best and self-interest.
But
that's
what
he thinks.
You know what? Let me say this. This is why I disagree. People people build jobs to make money. And they don't care what color fills the void as long as you don't upset the apple cart. And because you're inferior,
okay.
I don't have to hire you in my upper office or my executive office because I don't think you have the credentials when you walk in. But if you prove yourself, then I will hire you. I still will think you're equal. Don't get me wrong. You will never be equal with me, but I will hire you because you have something that I want. The problem is we go out and sell ourselves too short and cheap.
I will have to disagree with you because if that was the case, if it was just about them making money, then blacks wouldn't have such a hard time being employed. We wouldn't be the last
hired,
first hired.
Yes, we would. Yes, we would. Because remember, if I can find somebody else that can do your job equal to you, I will hire them because, remember, I still think of you as inferior because all you do is want a hand out. Even when you make money, even when you achieve something, you still want a hand out. You never see people pouring back into their own community and empowering one another to pull them up. So you got the NAACP now talking about, well, we're going to try to negotiate and forgive the brother because, you know, if he does stuff for the kids, getting a Clipper ticket in Los Angeles was like getting, you know, a penny on the street. Nobody wanted to go. You went to see the other team. It was worse than the Cavaliers. They passed out tickets so that the stands would not look empty. He wasn't giving out tickets because he loved you. He was giving out tickets because he didn't want to look too bad on TV.
Exactly.
And what's going on here is we're trying to say something. This is not coming from any faith-based whatever, which is asinine. I'm sorry to say that, Kavina Man, but it is. And the thing is you gotta grow up in what you think about things and based on fact, not on your view of just the fact, but on what happened. I told you things that happened in the United States and happened right here in America. And it goes to these attitudes that Mr. Sterling has, Clyde, whatever his name is, Bundy has, and a lot of other people have. And see, just like we've been saying to people all the time, quit believing that somebody is on your side because they come to your church dinner
and they cut you a check.
Yeah, for five spaghetti dinners.
Let me say this about Mr. Sterling. You know, I want you guys to know he's a registered Republican. They looked up his voting record.
Right.
But he aligns himself with the Democratic Party publicly.
That's where his money goes.
So, how many people do you see that align themselves with the Democrat Party, but they vote Republican?
Supposedly.
Just, well, you know, No. It's a game. And we've been saying this for the last 7 years.
True.
It's a game. And it's not about party. It's about person. It's about character. And everybody that you support does not like you. They use you.
I don't think that that's been a black person's argument that everybody likes
then
you.
Then why are you always in bed with him, Covina?
I think it's
Covina, why
opposite.
Is it that you always, every time he comes, you come and yes, Amasa, what do you want from me today?
That's not even how it goes, because we're against Amasa. Black people are against
No,
black
you're not against
Massa.
You actually empower Massa. You take from Massa, and all you want him to do is feed you, give him another program, put you on another SSI, a welfare, a Medicare, a Medicaid, and so that you can have Julia from birth until death.
That's only how you guys think. The rest
no,
of us don't
please.
Think.
No, baby, Julia was your Obama model. It was not your Republican model.
And we're not. And listen, we're not trying to say that the Republicans. Wait a minute, because we're getting ready to go to break right now. But you know, we're not telling you Republicans have the answer to certain things. But we're telling you we're not ignorant that these people exist there too. And we've been trying to say that for 100 years, but nobody wants to ever accept that.
But nobody black has ever claimed that.
Yes, they did.
Yes, you do.
Yes, and
you do.
No, they don't.
You know, they're the lesser two evils. They're not the lesser two evils.
They are evil.
Everybody's evil because everybody's greedy. We're going to break now. Mornings with Tracy and Friends, Tracy and Jeff here. We'll talk to you back on the other side.
What? I'm confused.
They don't know what
to do. I'm confused. If everybody's evil, then you would think that people who are picking the lesser of two evils. You would think if they feel the Republican Party is evil, but yet they vote for Republicans, they're picking the lesser of what they consider the two evils. They just confused me since Tracy got online. They confused
me. You know what? The hypocrisy I find in that guy from the NAACP is, you watch my offer 21. These guys were outside of the NAACP's little conference talking about the black abortions and how they didn't kill 20, 30 million black babies. And they ignored it. Now he's talking about he's a Christian. I'm sorry. I call it fair. I can't let him have that.
That's not right. They're whores, man. They're nothing but whores. You know? That's all the NAACP is.
He hasn't had any abortions. But how can you keep somebody?
You got the offer 21. That's all he was talking about.
Wait a minute, but you just accused the guy of having abortions. Guys can't have abortions. Alabama, make some sense of that.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Alabama. You confused me on that one.
No. I'm not saying guys can't have abortions. What I'm saying is that he is in bed with the abortion stance. They don't have an issue with it. They are in bed with it, and when it's brought, watch my offer 21. That's what I'm saying. Watch it and look at how they treated these guys.
Argument because there are a lot of people who don't have an issue with abortion for whatever reason.
I don't care about a lot of people. I'm talking about black people. We as a people aren't really in bed with abortion. The majority of blacks ain't for abortion. That is true.
Well, who's having an abortion then? If they're not
we have 45% of them are black babies.
Okay,
African Americans have 36% abortion. 36% of abortions
it's
are 40.
It's like
over
in the 40. It's 4 out of 10. It's at least 4 out of 10.
Okay, wait a minute. But if the black women are having abortions, how is that the NAACP's fault? Did they make them have an abortion?
No, because I can't believe it. I'm actually having to defend what I'm saying is, if black women are having abortions, the NAACP, when it was brought to their attention in my Offer 21 documentary, they brought it to their attention. They were outside of their document, and they straight ignored them. They didn't even want to talk to them about it. No, so they know that they're killing all these black babies. They
getting abortions, I'm trying to be confused. Why do you think the NAACP is going to take a stance when Martin Luther King was pro-choice?
It doesn't make – look, Martin Luther King, I know Jesse Jackson switched. The Black Panthers was against it. All of this is broken down. Go and look at it and then come talk to me.
I'm just trying to understand your frustration at the NAACP not taking a stand.
He's Christian. I don't invoke Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King ain't God. So I'm just saying. I mean, no man, I don't care who you are, you are for murdering black babies, period. I don't care if it's Martin Luther King or anybody. So just because King did it, well, we can't go against it, Martin Luther King. Like he scripture or something. No.
But the NAACP was brought to the forefront through his legacy.
It really, the Southern Poverty, it was the Southern Poverty. That's his group. But even
yes,
still.
That was his group.
I see what you're saying. But it doesn't, to me, for me to have to sit here and debate, that's why we're going to keep losing.
It's not about the, I'm just trying to understand your frustration when we all know that, everybody knows that black women are having abortions. Why are you why are you frustrated that the NAACP won't speak out against it when you know they are a liberal organization?
Okay, so the guy just said that they're a liberal organization. He said, I'm going to forget this guy. Doing all this stuff again, being racist and talking about these people like they
no,
are.
No,
like,
they're
know.
A liberal organization,
that's
and one of, the, number one cause for liberals for liberal agenda.
In the air chair.
I was very pleased. I was listening. I was sitting in my MRI this morning, and
yeah.
They gave me a headset, and I was listening to the show when you came on, and I heard Happy. And you know, you're not supposed to move your head. You're not supposed to move your head when you're in the MRI. They make you sit there like a zombie and lay like you're dead.
You
and
so
I
much.
Fell out laughing. They're like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm okay. There, I heard it. See, the sun's not out. See, very good. Very good, Jeff. And I wouldn't fire you.
How do I know that?
I would fire you. But I will give you a hard time.
You might lay me off. I don't know.
No. I may give you a deduction in your pay.
That's the best check I never had.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here in WSOM AM 600. And there's a lot in the news right now. I want to throw this out, and I want people to really understand and hear me when I say this. As upsetting as it is that Sterling has problems with black people and he doesn't want you to be, he don't want to do all this and all that kind of stuff. I understand. And he don't want you to come to the games, and he got a crazy conversation with his girlfriend. I have to say, this man said this in a private conversation in his home. It just happened to be recorded and happened to be made public. We will go down a very, 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 very bad slippery slope if we take away the rights of people to speak and freedom of speech. America is known for you being able to do what you choose. If he continues to own the Clippers, it is my choice whether I go see the Clippers again. If he continues to own the Clippers, it is a choice of the players whether they continue to play for Mr. Sterling. But let me say this. We cannot, nor should we even get into penalizing a person for their freedom of speech. I don't think it's right, and what's going to happen is going to come back and bite us in the butt as America. We have the right to say, to assemble, and to think as we choose without repercussion because we said it. Now, what I choose to do with what you said is my business, but you can say what you choose to say. And what's going on right now, the companies that withdrew their support from the Clipper or State Farm and all them, fine, well and good. I glory in their spunk. And they have that right choice. Those companies that did not pull away from them, if they choose to stay there, that's their business also. But we need to be very, very wise in our retribution of what we want from Mr. Sterling. Because let me say this. Taking away his team and trying to punish him because of how he feels what he said is not the solution to the problem.
It is not. And I agree with you 1,000%.
It is not the solution.
Isn't that how the free market works? I mean, because you're right. You have the freedom to believe and say what you want, but you are not free from consequence. And to say to criminalize or criticize is one thing. Criminalize is another thing. So the free market is going to react because when people stop supporting the Clippers organization, it's going to affect everything in the NBA. So,
but that is up to him. But what I'm saying is that is up to him and them. But for us to push for him to be penalized by the commission and for the commission to put sanctions and things on him because of his private conversation
Right.
That should, you really don't want to go there as a nation.
Because
isn't
the, because
that how free market society works?
No, 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 no. That's
disappointing.
That's called fascism, Diva. It's called fascism.
Okay.
When somebody says something that you don't agree with them, you go and destroy them. That's fascism. That's
beyond
not freedom.
Saying, him just saying something. This is this
no,
is
it does not go beyond that because those people are making millions of dollars
not,
to play for him.
And not only and, that, Diva, he said it in a. He did not get up in the middle of his
auditorium
and say, "I want all black people to leave." He was in a private conversation with a woman he was going to bed with,
and told her not to do it.
Okay,
well,
this is just only racial discrimination issue that has come to the forefront.
He did not discriminate against anybody.
No, now, don't get me wrong.
But,
there was some past cases
you know
of
what,
discrimination.
Right.
Hold on. But, there was some past cases of discrimination, but those past cases, those people chose to settle out of court and they never heard anything from them. See, that's
Tracy,
what happens
but
when
you know
take
what,
money
don't.
Over precedent.
You know what I find? I told them this in the break, and they argued me down. I find it hypocritical that the NAACP said that they didn't have a problem. They'll forgive him because they're not Christian. I wouldn't be a Christian if I didn't. But then you turn around and support the abortion, and when people try to bring it to their attention, they literally ignore it while they know we done lost 30, 40 million black people. Black babies.
I'm with you on
so,
that. You're right.
And so when I said it, they argued me down, like, well, the black women are having the abortion, so what's the problem? I'm like,
no,
what?
You didn't clarify, Alabama. You didn't make it in that way. And if you would have said it in that way, then we would have understood what you were saying.
I said my first statement was I hate the hypocrisy that he said that when they're in support, I mean, when people try, like in the Alpha 21 documentary, they try to bring it to their attention, and they ignored those people. I said that three or four times.
But that's where the NAACP and the Urban League are disingenuous. See, they can't talk about they're Christians, but they're gonna actually embrace and they're gonna forgive. It doesn't work. You can't have both. You can't have it both ways.
No.
Wait, Tracy.
Whoa, Stanley, hold on, Eric, go ahead.
Stanley, be honest and say, look, he's gonna give us some money and we're gonna forgive him. Because that's what this really is all about. I mean.
That is true.
If they said that, you know what? That would be at least honest, and I would be with that.
He's going to pay me for my forgiveness.
What I heard, I had to, my wife made me go wash my mouth out with soap after I heard him say that. Because I saw him stand up there with them folk behind there and say that, and I was lividly I could not believe my ears.
And they need the money because he got to get a checky check.
Yeah, he got to get paid because he's living off of the dream, per se. This is a bunch of foolishness. This is why they don't want you to think like we do because I'm not going to be wait a minute. I'm not going to be dependent on, you know, you giving me a check for my survival. I'm going to make sure that I make sure my check is coming in myself. I'm not going to depend on your freaking check.
I got one more comment. This is for Diva, actually. Diva, I kept my gun put away this weekend, okay? So you can relax. The prom worked out fine. My daughter had a good time. The boy was a gentleman. He brought her home at a reasonable hour, so everything worked out fine.
All right, now I didn't know if I was going to have to start. Let's free Eric from jail. Let's get some bail money up now.
No, we got him.
Stanley?
Yes, the problem I'm listening to everything, and I called in because during the break, like Diva was saying, the NAACP is not responsible for women deciding to have abortion or whatever this. It's like,
yes,
I don't
they
understand
are.
This. No, they're not. They're not putting a stand because in this country we decided all together to say that abortion is legal.
No, we didn't.
No,
all together.
Yes.
We didn't.
Okay. No versus Ray. We know how it went through. Okay. Right now in 2014, it is legal. There's nothing you can do. It is legal. It's not a crime to have an abortion.
Family.
Well, just because it's illegal doesn't mean you have to support it.
No, it doesn't mean that you have to support it, but it doesn't mean that you have to impose it. Wait,
Stanley.
It doesn't mean that you have. Go ahead.
It was legal in the South to kill a black person if they got away from a slaveholder. Is that
why
right?
You bring this up, Jeff?
Because you just made
example?
The same argument, and I gave you your
no,
same star man argument
said,
back.
I said in this nation it is legal until it becomes illegal. Well, why is it up to your business
because,
if somebody
Stanley,
has an abortion?
Stanley, even with it being legal, listen, it's legal. And you can do what you choose if you want to go do it. But when an organization comes around and says, well, we're a Christian organization and we stand by what we believe, we have all these people, but yet and we are a part of this, but we're going to now support something that is adamantly against your fundamental values and your fundamental beliefs, and then we're going to forgive. You can't
wait. Tracy, you know how many Christians... Wait,
Stanley.
Tracy, you know
no,
I just want to...
No, do you know how many Christians, do you know how many people call themselves a Christian that are not? So let's really, we talked about that ad nauseum. What I'm saying is, you've got an organization that actually goes around to the churches actually
mm-hmm.
bust people to souls to the polls to support people
mm-hmm.
who don't support what they say they believe in.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. And they're disingenuous because it depends on which way the wind blows is how they're going to support someone.
Yeah,
and
I agree. I always told you that, Tracy. Christian,
correct.
You choose
so
and
now,
pick. You pick and choose which one of the
no,
Bible.
No, no,
say,
no,
oh, I'm not going to do this, but I'm going to do
on.
That.
We do things in the name of Christianity, but that doesn't make us a Christian. Guess what? I forgave Mr. Sterling when he said it. That's his business. He can feel like that. He can call me the N-word or whatever he wants. He does not have to like me. It's okay. And I still love him, and if he needed a glass of water, I'd give it to him just because I love him. But guess what? At least I now know he don't like me and people that look like me. Now, you can pay me. You can do whatever you want. You can come and support Tracy and friends and send me a checky check. I'm still going to stand by what I believe, and I still know that you are a racist man.
But that's just like the NAACP.
No,
saying,
Jesus, you
saying, acknowledge you're racist, but we forgive you, but go ahead and give us that check.
You missed my point. It green has no backing to it. As long as there's no strings attached to it, people that are racist are giving you money every day.
The string that is attached is okay.
Diva,
you want to see my racism.
Hold on,
because all you're going to see is the dollars I'm giving you.
Listen, it's not the dollars that you're giving me. People that are racist, people that don't like black people that don't like people are giving you money or doing things for you every day. They're coming into your home. They're coming into your life. As a matter of fact, you vote for them. You go and eat chicken with them. You love on them. And they don't like you or people that look like you every day. At least now you know.
Okay. Yeah, and the difference between me not knowing and now I'm knowing, I'm not going to sit up there and act like I don't know. Just for the sake of a dollar.
Tracy, what is the – I understand your example. What's the example we need with the NAACP? What's the example with that? They didn't see anything. They're not for or against.
They've been selling you for years. It ain't nothing new. Now you just know it. Thank you, Jesus. We all found out that they've been pimping black people for years. Y'all been on the auction block for a very, very long time. Guess what? Now you know. Everybody loves LBJ. But guess what? He didn't like you either.
Okay. But what's
can
the
I can say something about that?
Yeah, say something, Trace.
But what's the point with the abortion? I still don't understand, Tracy. What's the point with the abortion? They didn't say they're for it or against it. They didn't say anything about
no,
it.
They take the Democrat platform, and they build all of their talking points, all of their lobbying is built upon the Democrat platform because they're paid to do so.
And when you endorse something, you agree with it. Because
okay,
that's your thing.
Hold on, Alabama. And instead of you actually taking the power that you have from the black community and actually garnering that support and making them change their platform, what you do is you take the check and go with it. That's where the sellout comes.
And not only that, and that behavior that is destroying the people that you're supposed to represent is being done in your people, and you haven't done nothing but get paid to sell them out. That's what this is all about. And then you're going to call me a sellout. You're going to call me a sellout, not you in particular. Hold on. And you're going to call me one because I don't agree with that mess. I won't have nothing to do with it.
And that is the problem. The problem is you're being bought and sold, and you don't know it. Now you know what they've been doing for years. This is not the first case. The Urban League and the NAACP have been doing this for years, and they knew, and they know. And they still go and take the money and sell you. That's what I'm saying, Diva.
Go ahead, Bianchi.
You know, I keep hearing you say that this man never said that, Mr. Sterling. If you listen to his private conversation, said that he didn't like black folks. In his private conversation, you know, he's been married 59 years. He got an open marriage. And this woman is found out that his wife, that Sterling's wife, is going to sue her to get back everything that her husband gave this woman. And she's trying to set him up, if you listen to the conversation. She's trying to get him to say things he never said. He said he wants her to love black people proud. I took notes of what was said in the
keep
conversation.
Keep going.
She can sleep with them, do whatever you want. She kept pressing the issue, trying to get him to say something he was not saying. She kept on saying, "Why do you hate minorities?" He said, "He never said he did. I love everybody." He tells her to do whatever she wants. Then she jumps to Magic Johnson, who has said that he wants to buy the Clippers, of course. But Sterling said in the conversation, he said he admires Magic Johnson. So this stuff that is crazy was where this went to.
No, let me say this. You in some ways, Pionki, you're right, because she was leading him. But when his wife sued her, she told him that there was going to be retribution behind this.
Yeah,
she told him. I mean, she was walking him into this. That's why she was baby, honey, and she was baiting him. Don't get me wrong. So she might have been naked when she said it, but I'm just saying.
Who was knocking on the door? Did you hear the knocking in the background?
I'm just saying. You know, that she knew what she was doing. She ain't dumb. But what I'm saying.
Oh
is,
yeah, I mean it's a setup. Even Donald Trump and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar say, you know, Donald Trump knows a setup when he see one.
But the problem is. I mean, I don't care what the man thinks, and we need to be careful. We need to be careful because they're getting ready to try to take the team, and they're going to slap him on the hand and try to take some of his money and all that kind of crazy stuff. It's not going to change his heart. And let the man be who he is. It's America. He has the right to say what he chooses in the privacy of his own home, even if it's recorded.
Where he said he loves everybody.
In that case, we should just continue to let Jim Crow reign rampant and all them other regions.
He did not enforce one thing over anybody other than his girl that he's paying for, not publicly cavorting with black people. That's what he said his boys was calling him and teasing him about it. He didn't like it. Hold on. He did not pay somebody. He did not go against certain things. This is where you got to get rid of the liberal mindset.
Yeah,
because
this is where you have to get rid of the mindset that you're
stuck in that bubble and you wanted to make this something else. Because the fact that we didn't know about
Diva,
I'm
sorry. I can't take that stupidity either.
I got to take a break, but you will never get everybody to like you and to make them scared to say how they feel, because that makes that changes the Constitution, it changes America.
Right.
And you want freedom of speech. We'll be right back.
You're in a bubble.
Here at Pet Spa Salon on West.
All these lies that are perpetrated against Mr. Sterling. It's totally, totally crazy. She said, listen, he told her, Alabama, he told her that she, that
a racist will know another racist and will always try to defend a racist.
I'm talking to Alabama.
I don't care.
Listen, Alabama. Alabama, what he told her is that he's in a certain culture, a certain business culture. Yes, you're my mistress, but my goodness, you taking, doing these poses and posting these pictures on public domain where my friends is calling me back, my business people are calling me back and commenting about it. Don't do that. exactly what he told her not to do.
Let me ask you this. I want to know who those friends are who call him and say, hey, your girl's up here with this big nigga. You know what they say
about
me.
Well, they didn't say that like that. This is a business culture,
man.
Then, too, she's posing with Magic Johnson, who is probably a business rival of his.
Hey, I understand. I was just telling you who are these friends that feel that. I wouldn't dare take the photo.
If it was Larry Bird, would have made a difference. He sidestepped that.
And Larry Bird made the discretion. Larry Bird has made some discriminating comments about black folks also.
Okay, but the fact still remains. He said, she asked him, what if it was Larry Bird that I took a picture with? Would it have made a difference? He wouldn't give her an answer.
He shouldn't have gave her no answer.
It made a difference.
She's trying to make
a
difference.
It would have made a
difference.
This demonic woman, and I hope he prosecute her ass, because she had no business, according to California law, putting those tapes out anyway without his consent.
It was his consent. He asked her to record her because he was starting to lose his mind and needed
he
to
didn't
have to record.
Where did that come up at? And regardless, you still got to go public with it.
Yes, you can. You can go public with whatever recordings you want. It's her property. If she recorded in the home that he bought for her,
California law, and I'm just going to say this one time. I get tired of arguing. Just read the law. The law says if you two or more people in a conversation is recorded, you got to get permission from all of them before you go public.
Well, guess what? Yep. The two of them knew that they were. They
Man,
both
listen,
knew that they were
I ain't
being
saying
recorded.
Nothing else.
It is her
this,
property, and
Alabama,
go,
if you want
to
talk to me, just holler to me, would you?
Being recorded, that's one thing. But to go public, you don't need his permission. She didn't need his permission. It was her property to do
that's what
SC
the law says, Diva.
I can't believe that people are getting more mad at the mistress.
Diva, I was in a legal situation, and they told me I couldn't go public with the guy who recorded the guy admitting that he owed me some money. And I got it for the lawyer. He said I couldn't use it because I don't have his consent. Now that's
the
Alabama.
Court gave you a gag order. Have you ever heard court give
a gag order
before?
They just told me, the lawyer said, if you don't give me written consent, I can't use it.
And have you ever heard of gag orders before, Alabama?
Yeah, that's when they tell you not to go out public.
Sterling. And he got problems, but we got problems, too. And I said something earlier, and I want to get to it. I think Tianca spoke. Has everybody said anything? Because I don't want to go into abortion, but I do want to say we need to understand how we have been sold. Honestly. I mean, you would be surprised how much money black folk and poor folk make for people. And until you understand that you are a commodity as long as you are looking for a program and looking for a handout.
That's right.
And hopefully this will open the eyes of people and let you know. Like I said, there are people that are doing stuff for you every day that don't like you. They have no respect for you at all. The question is, do you know it? And if you don't know it, that's where the sadness comes in. Banks don't necessarily have to like you to loan you money. They just have to make it fair and equitable to all.
That's right.
Tracy, remember the governor of Ohio that you called out?
I don't like everybody. And I don't think you like everybody. So we need to be honest about that.
Right.
But
well, yeah, Tracy, remember
we
the governor?
Also need to be honest about what's really going on here. Let this man be the owner of his team. Let us choose when he decides to sell it. If it has no value, somebody will pick it up really, really cheap. Hopefully somebody African-American will pick it up very, very cheap. It looks like Magic wants to buy it. But listen,
Magic wants
Magic
it. That's,
owner,
what, that's another point.
If he's not going to make a systemic change inside of our own paradigm when it comes to education and respect and accountability when it comes to our political as well as our social and educational structure. He's just going to make some more money off everybody else.
You remember what Marge Scott, the Cincinnati Red baseball
like
team owner,
people.
Said?
The people that own the casinos don't like black people. They don't care if you're black or white. All they care about is, are you green?
Tracy.
It's true.
And just because you haven't heard them on tape don't mean that they're all in love with you. All the people that you vote for, they come out and call you buckwheat and everything else, yet you still love on them.
Eric, go ahead. You haven't said anything.
Yeah, you're right, Tracy. I mean, remember that statement you made about the Ohio governor and you couldn't want to fall out about? It's the same thing.
Oh, man. Same thing.
Now, you don't have the NAACP supporting Governor Kasich because –
He made sure $786 million went into the hands of black businesses in Ohio.
Local call, turn your radio down, please.
Okay. Who is that? Eric, too, turn yours down. Hold on.
Local call, your mic is on.
Hey, good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
You know what I say? What I say is this. Whatever you got, whatever you have to do, don't sell it. If you got a piece of property, you know what I'm saying, don't sell it. Anything that you got of value that they want, do not sell it, because they're going to take what you have, and they're going to sell it. When you sell it, you're not going to get the true value of it. So the best thing you could do is hold on to it, you know what I'm saying? Because I think what's going on in our race is that too many people sell out. I'm not going to sell out. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what everybody feels like, you know what I'm saying? As long as I am within my rights, I am not going to sell out. Because when you sell, you're not only selling your product, you're selling your dignity and you're selling everything else with it. Because when you sell it, they're not going to recognize you for it anyway. So you might as well hold on to it. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I got to say.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot, my brother.
Right.
And go ahead, Stanley.
No, there's nothing I can say. I just, like I said, if it was done on private, whatever he said on private, I don't understand why we're still, it was done on private. Where do we stop listening to people if they did it on private? He didn't do it in court, he did it on private, and the way Bianchi's talking about it, he seemed like he was basically, they taped him when they weren't supposed to and things like that, so.
Well, there's a lot of stories going around. The reason why the conversation was taped was, I believe he told somebody that he wanted them to tape their conversation because, at one time he told them, because he was forgetting what he said.
Some things he should have kept
forgotten. Yeah,
I guess he forgot he was getting recorded.
Yep. And they said it last night that he had called her yesterday and said, how can we make this go away? So this girl playing the haughty toddy hoady, and getting ready to get paid.
But again, but let me say this: this ought to be a lesson to us.
Yeah, it should
guys,
be.
Guys, we need to do better. No, I mean, it's kind of bad if you're not respected by people, and they're showing you every day that you don't have to like me, but you got to respect me.
How long have we been hollering that here, right here in our little county, our little corner of the world?
I mean, no matter what you do, you don't have to love me. Respect me.
And therein lies the problem. Just because he throws a couple dollars around, you think he respects you? I mean, if you listen to the 15-minute tape, the other half of it, you will clearly see he has no respect for African-Americans, no matter what he says. You can see in his past history, he has no respect for us.
He has $100 in tapes on him.
Oh, okay.
Diva, but guess what?
He got over $100 in tapes on him.
Wait a minute. Hey, Diva, Hillary Clinton don't have no respect for you.
But you're in love with her, too.
I was in love with Hillary Clinton, but I don't know that for sure. I've never heard any such language come from Hillary Clinton. Have I seen any such actions?
And can I tell you this? And you never will.
Wait, no. Yeah, let me ask you a question.
She's smarter than that.
Hold on. She ain't smarter than that. Because I caught what she said.
Which one?
When she said it, I'm a early 20th century progressive.
But see, Jeff, that was code language. See,
I know.
No, you can't speak in code. See, Mr. Sterling ain't in code.
Well, he was in private. He didn't think he had to.
But remember, we look at people like they love us. We think it's Bill Clinton. Everything that Bill Clinton did not help black people. As a matter of fact, we think President Obama's in love with us, and he still ain't done nothing for you.
He had no business jumping the gun like he did anyway. What the world is jumping the gun?
Don't know me from Adam or Eve.
What are y'all talking about? Bill Clinton smoked weed and played a saxophone. That's all he got to do to get in the White House.
Hey, Jeff, you remember Marge Scotch, don't you?
Yeah,
The owner of the Cincinnati Red.
Marge Scott.
Marge Scott. She said, I'd rather have a trained monkey working for me than a nigger.
That's what she said.
That
ain't funny, but I gotta laugh.
Cincinnati.
But you know what? Knowing that that can come in any kind of package, I kind of understand
and
that.
Let me say this. Hold on. And then let me say this. And then what do? You turn around and you say, we're going to boycott Cincinnati. So something happened with the music festival. We're going to boycott Cincinnati.
The whole city.
I mean,
because of Mark Schott.
So they boycotting the state of Florida because of Zimmerman.
Yeah.
They boycotting Arizona because of, okay, y'all got some problems here. Why not just pull your resources together and actually begin your own? Get your own.
The owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers, Ted Stephens, said that he thinks that the Cavaliers have too many blacks.
That ain't the owner of the Cavaliers.
Dan Gilbert's
the owner of the Cavaliers.
Dan Gilbert owns them.
And that's what.
Well,
you,
that
you
was back
all,
in 1982.
Okay.
That's what gets me, though. You look at all these years are going by, all the millions of dollars that these black players have made. There's no reason why there shouldn't be a black-owned team.
Well, you got to have white folks who's going to want to come out to them. Because here in St. Louis, white said they would never support a basketball team. They were talking about the Hawks at the time because they didn't want to see any gorillas running up and down the court with shorts on. That was in the same.
Hold on. Remember, now let's talk about this real. Let's look at the Negro League, the baseball league. And let's look at why they wanted integration. Did they want it because they wanted you to be a part of them, or did they want it because they needed the glory of what they were doing over in the Negro League because white people wanted to go see those black boys play?
They wanted the talent.
There you go. So, so what they did was they went and picked it off. They made sure, they actually made it a monopoly. You cannot have another baseball league in America. It is the only thing that is controlled, only sporting and private institution that is controlled by the federal government. So you cannot start up another Negro league, and they made that federal. So to make sure that you would not reorganize and start your own baseball league, and now you're not even a baseball player.
Well, that's a fact. That's an alarming fact, too.
But it's very, very real. And we need to look at what has happened over the years when it comes to sports, when it comes to what's going on. If you want, and even if you want to look at our college sports, how long has it gone to popularize the NCAA and college sports to now our boys are being pimped on the floor for education that they may or may not get?
Yeah, that's true.
And now they're looking, and now they're making it to where you can't even get in. But they've made college, they've built their backs on college sports, and they made it into something that it never was because college sports is now a multi-billion-dollar industry. And they do it on the backs of black players with white infrastructure, and we think that they love us.
Then you got some of these basketball players of notoriety talking about the racism. They won't even marry a black woman.
Well, see, here's
Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley, Doc Rivers, and many more.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait a minute. Michael Jordan, wasn't his wife ex-wife black?
Yeah, it was, but she got half, and now he's gone another way.
Maybe.
Listen.
That's not funny. He won't marry a black woman.
Well, it's the same thing. It's the same thing with you as well, Diva.
I won't marry a black man ever again. I just choose at this time to date a white man that I might marry. That's nothing to do with me.
Once again, I'm going to give you a thought and an attitude. I don't care who you fall in love with and marry. I don't care who you fall in like with and marry. That's up to you. Okay, that's up to you. I'm not trying to stop you or encourage. Listen, will you listen? We're talking to not more than just you in particular. We're talking to tons of people that listen on the radio. So now, who cares who you marry? I don't. My sister brought home two different guys one time that were Caucasian. The first one looked like Larry Bird for real, and me and my brother put him out.
We'll be right back.
Even good.
This is Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from 9 a.m. to noon.
Black athletes are a white women stimulus package. That's what they are.
And the strippers. And the strippers.
All
these hundreds of millions of dollars, and they just it's just for white women. You go to these colleges. I know how it is because I almost went to Auburn, and it's nothing but white women, and they worship those football players. Them white women come over there, and they'll do things I can even say on the radio.
Yeah.
You can ride the bench. You'll be a bench warmer. Them white women will worship you if you play Auburn football. They
read the contract. It's in the fine print.
And then, you know, them sisters running around, they nose snap, you know, got their nose now, this, that, and, you know, and they, a lot of them sisters at these white colleges don't get no love. My homeboy at Harvard, he tell my daughter, the brothers up at Harvard they don't want number white women. They say he got a lot of nice-looking sisters up there. I can't get them in.
You know, the rapper Champa Million said that Michael Jordan told him that, I'm quoting, "I ain't taking pictures with no nigga." So, man, this stuff is so daggone crazy. Why come this ain't being brought out? He's the owner of a team.
I mean, Michael Jordan never spoke up, and now all of a sudden he's saying something. I mean, you know, all your wealth is going to go to this white woman. I mean, Michael Jordan's neutralized as far as helping the black community. So you might as well go sit down somewhere. All this money, all these Jordans, is going right into the white community. So it don't make
But most of these old former athletes need to sit down and go somewhere. Boy, that's the concern.
Who?
Barkley.
Charles Barkley and Jordan got Tiger Woods messed up.
I mean, Tiger Woods ain't claimed being black anyway. RG3 the same way. He shouldn't have nothing to say. He better not say nothing. You know, that's just how I look at it.
Yeah, you're right.
So because a person dates or marries outside of the black race, they have no voice. They can't say.
Well, let me say this right here. Specifically a black man, because men don't live as long as women. So if you're amassing all these millions and millions of dollars, you really aren't by it. You're not benefiting the black community with yourself. It's really going to – because let's be honest, it's vast wealth around here, white-owned wealth, everywhere you look. But when you're a black man and you don't live the 60 years and your woman live to be 75, all that money going right back into the white community. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and how are you going to be a representative for a quote-unquote black community and you got a white wife or vice versa? Hey, in that case, you can go Rush Limbaugh could be a representative then.
Any white guy that's ever slept with a black woman should be a representative for the black community.
And I wouldn't have nothing to do with a black woman that has something to do with a white man anyway.
Well, we know that race is behind anyway. I don't know how a sister of any ethnicity or nationality would deal with you.
Ray, Diva, I got a beautiful, dark, black-skinned wife.
And
Diva, a man that has an opinion that disagrees with a black woman can easily sleep with a black woman because he's standing up to her. A lot of guys simps and they kiss these girls, but any black man, he can say, "I disagree with this." Women will still want to give him them draws. That's just how black women are, especially when it comes to a man that ain't running up behind him and kissing their butt and got his own opinion.
I don't understand how you thought that was the point I was making, but okay, because I don't think
you
I
didn't
made
it. No, you didn't say everybody wouldn't nobody want to sleep with Pianki because he, like, well, Pianki may disagree, but, I mean, disagreeing will get you when you want. Look at those.
I don't know how any woman would want to put his race behind. I didn't say they weren't.
I'm not Diva. I'm not even talking about you. I'm just saying, those call black women out their names. And they love them to death.
Call them bitches all the time, and they love them to death. Go to show you the level on some of them alone.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them just deserve what they get.
But
some black women just deserve that white man.
Come on, say amen.
Yeah, we could get rid of that riffraff that easy. We in luck.
Some of the most ignorant things that come out of the mouths of people
on talk radio is just astounding. Just beyond, it's just beyond reprehensible.
Here you go.
Yep, here I go.
Here you go.
Y'all to be such intelligent, so-called intelligent men, y'all say some of the most reprehensible stuff that comes out of your mouth.
Well, but Diva,
I don't even know. I don't even hear this problem. I don't hear white men as, even if they write stuff for women, I rarely hear white men talk about white women, and they have their issues with white women. I rarely hear them talk about them with such disdain.
Alabama. Richard Nixon said America's blacks could only marginally benefit from federal programs because blacks are genetically inferior to whites. So she says she don't hear white men saying that's one of the highest alphas in the world. That's Richard Nixon saying that. And how about him and the conversation he had with the evangelist Billy Graham?
Moment any one of you could decipher what he just said, please.
I can.
You know what? If we just want to look at black women, and they always talk about how it's not that many eligible men, but you can look at the same way with women, and it's less eligible women than there are eligible men. So,
okay, that's different. That's different.
No. What I'm saying is, when you say you talk about this,
and some of the things that you guys say.
I love black women. I'm married to a black woman. So, Don't get me twisted.
I can't tell if any of y'all really love black women. You might like us. You might want to sleep with us and marry us because that's all you. That's
whoa,
the only
that's where
you're
going wrong.
Have.
Us, like
but,
us.
No,
come on now.
But I feel that you guys really
I like African American women.
We can go get women from other countries. It ain't hard. Black men are pretty well desired all over the world. We really are, especially Australia.
I didn't say you weren't. What I'm saying
I'm
is
saying,
I don't
so
feel that you have
you,
a love and a deep passion for black women as you
can.
What you think, Trey?
Hey, you listening to Tracy and Friends? I told you it should have been Kanye West. And was Kanye West and Jamie Foxx?
Tracy, why
ain't
saying
he
was
but she's a gold digger.
Yeah,
that's
this song right here. I thought it was California, and I found out in the wintertime that's all it does. It rains.
Yeah.
Are you listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600?
No, it pours.
Yeah, it does. And
I got it.
We are having a conversation about Donald Sterling still, and I want to hear from you. We talked about race last night because it keeps on coming up. It keeps on coming up. It keeps on coming up everywhere we go. Last week it was about Mr. Bundy and how you got cows going from cows. Cows the black folk, I don't know. And then before that I was talking about, you know, what it means to act white, to act black. And I'm really, really surprised by what's going on. But a friend of mine just texted this on Facebook, and he says, this opportunity of Sterling has now allowed us to bring up conversations such as modern sports plantation, and as I talked about a little bit earlier, and ownership, interracial dating. And I think Diva and I were hitting on that. Jeff was trying to mess with Diva on that. Gold digging, and we touched on that yesterday. Racism and outside of the black perspective, which is really a problem. Because racism is our deep-rooted problem in America, and they keep on trying to make it just go away. They're trying to erase it like they're trying to erase God, and you can't erase either one. You have to deal with it. There's no getting around it because it is deep-seated, and it's not going to die off by the generations because it keeps on growing. And we need to learn from that. So even
right.
if Sterling is dating a biracial girl trying to erase black folks from his skyboxes. I just thought I'd put that. I mean, come on now.
Yeah,
it is funny, too. I mean, it really is.
We're talking about, you know, if you have ever read the book called Shakedown about Jesse Jackson,
uh-huh.
You need to know they've been selling y'all for a long, long, long time. And
long
when I say
time.
Y'all, I get sold just because I'm the color of my skin.
Say you a long time.
I'm a Republican. I get sold because you get sold.
Mm-hmm.
And they do it at every level. And black people do it also because you have to realize they sell you. Hey, local call, how you doing? Who is this?
This is Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Steve, you weren't involved in that fire, were you?
No.
Okay, good. I knew it was up that way, so that's why.
So what you got to say, Steve?
Get up and quiet our outdoors. Oh, well, what I had to say is that I'll be honest with you, Diva. If I was a much younger guy, had things going for myself, I would. Diva was dating a white guy. I wish you would date me.
Diva.
Did I feel I would be a better man for
Diva?
I am a good lad.
Yes.
See there? So what's
yes.
up with that?
What's up with what?
Dating outside your race.
Well, I mean, personally, I don't see any harm here because at one time I was in love with a white woman. In fact, I was in love with two white women when I was coming up as a young boy. I was in love with a white woman.
Diva?
She was older than
what?
I was.
Answer the question.
I like who liked me. He asked me out, and it went from there.
Well, Diva, I don't see any harm, man. If you love him and he loves you, but the only thing about it is he gets mad at you. He may call you out of your name. And
no, we've known each other going on 8 years, and we've had some knockout arguments, and he has never called me out my name.
Did he call you out of your name, Diva?
No.
That's none of my business, but...
You're doing good, I know you. But now, I'm Stephen, you brought it up. Because, as I said, this conversation brings up a lot. And I don't have a problem with people dating outside. I think it's a wonderful thing. And I do date outside of my race, so I can't, you know, I'm not knocking you. But what I am asking you...
The thing about it, ma'am, is that I was told that, I grew up at a time when it was unacceptable. And I did get my feelings hurt.
But at the time, I've been fired for dating. Well, now, Steve, you got to understand. As a year, I've been fired for dating outside of my race. I don't know why you playing. You know, you ain't got nothing on me. They fired me. He was. Yes.
Hey, Steve.
They fired me.
Steve.
I'm sorry to hear about that.
I lost a good job.
Was that in Young?
That was in Hubbard, Ohio. But that's what you get for dating the owner. So you know, but you like who you like, and you treat people for who they are. But that's not the point. My issue is there's nothing wrong with it if you're not doing it because of some deep seated issue. You gravitate to who you like and the people who they are. But you got to understand, this man, Sterling, he's not dating her because he likes her. He's dating her because of an infatuation in his mind.
Right.
Now how do you know that?
You go back to the, remember.
Hold on, Steve. What'd you say, Alabama?
How you know he dating her? I mean, the girl was cold. I mean, she has a nice-looking female, period. I don't care what color you is.
She might be cold, and she might have some nice-looking features, and a lot of them are bought. But hold, because everybody got their own flavor. If you can think Wasserman Schultz is cute, you can say that she's
a halfway
decent. I
didn't say she was cute.
She was a fantasy. She's a fantasy that he can buy. That's all that is.
That's what I'm saying. She's a porno flick that he can have in live and real order. Again,
you know what, though?
He can afford it, he can pay for it, he bought it.
The number one website in the country is Ghetto Gag. Twice, taking white girls, black girls, having sex with them.
It's disgusting,
Jersey.
One guy took a girl, made her
eat her own vomit. These are the type of stuff. This is the type of stuff that's
and
out
they
there.
And they be wearing clan rules.
And these black girls, $1,500, and they letting the dog them out like they ain't nothing.
Yeah, the white guys be wearing clan robes and everything else.
And while they having sex, they be using racial slurs to their black wives.
Oh yeah.
Oh gosh.
And Madiba, they're not lying about this.
No, okay, Trace. I wasn't a Christian all the while I was dating this guy. We dated off and on and known each other 8 years, so I wasn't always a Christian. So yes, I've had sex with this guy. And not
how long you been
divorced? Call me a racial slur.
Oh, Diva, we didn't know that. Diva. Oh my God!
Diva. I'm just saying, y'all acting like
Diva.
That's absolute
Diva.
Truth.
Diva. Oh
only a
God,
racist
Diva.
Would use that. And not
I'm
all white men are racist.
Diva, listen. I'm gonna tell you like I tell folks when they do testimony service at church. You don't have to go into the details. It's radio.
I'm just saying, don't make it seem like that every white man is going to be in bed with a black woman and call her out her name. That is not the case.
My point is this, though. How come anybody boycotting this website? That's my issue that I have.
Number one porn website with way too much information. Ladies, understand one thing. Never kiss and tell. Because guess what? The next man you with is going to kiss, and because he knows you that
don't,
you
don't,
told,
yeah,
he can't respect you
don't,
then.
Listen, all you got to do is say, I'm in a relationship. Then let everybody else use their own imagination with everything else.
Yeah.
Don't, just like testimony service.
Yeah.
No details.
We know you get out. We know you get out.
No. Wait. Hey, I used to do everything I was big and bad enough to
do. There you go. That's enough. That's enough for the folks.
We know you get out now. We know you're getting down now. Don't play with us.
No, you don't know that I'm getting down now.
Okay.
Hey, Diva, I'm going to tell you what. If we laid odds on it, I put $500 on that one.
Okay, you might as well just tell me your $500 check right now.
I got 500.
Local call, your mic is on.
Well, you just lost your money, so send it to me. I'll take Western Union.
Guys, that's too far. Local call, your mic is on.
I got a question for Diva. Why come is it that when a black woman goes with a white man, and then once she breaks up with the white man, she tries to dog the black man out. Yeah?
What? Now, you know what? Go ahead, Diva. Because I don't think that's true.
No, because I've never dogged any black woman out because I've dated a white man.
I have never seen that film.
I don't know. I can speak for someone else.
Floyd, that's not necessarily true. Now, don't get me wrong. There's some women out there. There's some bad mama jammers. They be doing some dirty stuff, and they just wrong.
Hold on. The caller had a great point. If you look like in this old too. Remember Django? He sat in the bar next to that, and she mean mugged him like, "I can't stand you, you black nigga." And she black, but she sleeping with a white man. And she looking at him like, "You ain't worth nothing, Django." When he sat at the bar next to the pretty black girl. This is an old principle with black women. It's not televised, but it's very old.
But what I'm saying to you is, there are people out there, and they date people based upon their insecurities, not based upon who they are. And when I say that, black men can date a white woman based upon he wants to have the taboo to have a white woman. And so in the back of his mind, it happens. And white and black women date outside the race sometimes, but let me say this: if she dogged you out,
a white woman, he want a nut. That's it. Most of the time, that's what he dating her for. The screw.
Alabama. Testimony. Don't
get me wrong. It don't make no difference what race you date. As a matter of fact, I dropped a bomb on somebody today. I told people that they never knew that my grandfather was a white man. And here I am getting discriminated against, and once I told him my grandfather was a white man, everybody started putting their hands over their mouth like that.
Hold on, Floyd. Hold up. Larry Long.
How you doing, Tracy?
I'm doing good.
Hey,
doing?
He's happy. I ought to be happy.
I don't know what day it is. Something's wrong because I'm calling into your show, and I'm going to defend Diva here. Y'all need to leave Diva alone.
We need to call her on Tuesday. How you gonna defend Diva?
Because she said that she said she was having relations with her boyfriend, and you said
we had battles. Man, we was betting on the side, man, and Tracy cut it off.
That's right. We don't do that.
I couldn't believe that.
I'm just joking, man. I'm just joking with Diva. I don't know Diva business. I mean, and I do believe God can hold people from there. I'm not like that. I was just joking.
Yeah, we need to call this Turn It Up Tuesday.
She talking about going back. She talking about going back to a black man. How would you ever clean up? What you gonna use?
See, Pianchi, I don't deal with racists like you, so you know what?
Pianchi,
just put
a
muzzle on your mouth and shut up.
What did Pianchi say?
He said, "How you gonna clean her up?"
As if dating a white man makes me dirty. That's not funny. That is such a racist.
Pianchi, are you? Pianchi, hold on. Pianchi, are you really implying that?
It's,
why do you think I call him a racist?
He's a purist. You don't know that.
Hold on, Pianchi, are you really implying that?
If it was me, but I'm going to tell you something. Y'all know my feeling on religion, but Jeff, you can pray for me anytime. You are my type of brother.
So we can all get on Donald Sterling about what he said, but Pianchi said something very racist. We just laugh it off.
That wasn't racist.
Really?
It's called prejudice. He has a prejudice against certain things.
It's not racist.
The only time you're racist is when you're saying that I have power over you, and I'm not going to allow your race in here. That's what that means.
Okay, I take it you didn't hear the conversations we had with Pianchi during the break. So yeah, you're going to take that.
It doesn't matter.
Hold on, guys. I don't want to get on whether Pianchi's a racist or not, because Pianchi ain't got no racist.
He ain't got the power.
He ain't got power to be racist in here. So, and I'm not a racist, and I know it. So we go past that. Larry Long, I want to know how you going to agree with Diva.
I dialed the number 4 or 5 times and I kept hanging up. But don't do it, Larry. Don't do it. But Diva's right. I think it's well known on the listeners and the callers that I'm of a biracial marriage.
Larry, you are biracial. Why are you talking?
Well, because if Pianchi really believes that, he got issues himself. If he believes what he really said, he got issues. And so, Diva, don't worry yourself with that. Somebody like that, I think that's what she said. But I was just joking because Diva and I have never agreed on anything. But I was defended. So I was showing that I'm a true bipartisan, that I'll support somebody like Diva, that we disagree on a great many things, but I came to her defense there. That's all.
All right, just checking. Diva, we got your back because I'm with you on this. And the way black men treat black women today, there's a whole bunch of us.
Oh, please, you guys are so bad.
Listen, we gonna a whole bunch of black women gonna defect on the black male.
Me and Alabama got this because we know how you all are.
Gonna defect. Telling y'all, we gonna defect because
we disrespect you a little bit here and there.
Listen, we gonna defect on the black brother.
I'm just amazed. I wonder if any of your white callers or listeners were offended, were just as offended by what he said that I was. I'm still sitting here offended, highly offended.
They could care less.
White people are that unclean.
You know what, Diva? Here's the thing. The man made a comment, and I understand the comment. Just like I know some folks down here that I sat down and have lunch with and say that black folks and white folks shouldn't mix. So, hey, it's no big deal. At least he's telling me what he's thinking.
I don't care. He can accept that comment. Hold on. When you are trying
to
offend someone, you can keep that comment to yourself. I did not need to hear that.
But here's the thing. He didn't need to hear it, but that doesn't mean he got to
keep it. Hold on.
Yeah, he could have kept it to himself.
Diva, let me say this right here, Diva. If you're going to date a white man, in this day and age, you're going to have to deal with people saying little comments like that.
I don't have to like it. And I'm free to speak out and say, no, I don't like that. Yes, that is highly offensive. And for anybody else to not think that was highly offensive, then shame on you, too.
Well, what you say? I ain't even halfway here. Look here, I'm working from home today. Diva, I'm working from home.
Diva.
What did he say?
I did laugh because I just think I thought he was making fun because that was the joke that white people, white males used to say about a white woman sleeping with a black man. So, but I didn't really believe that he honestly thought that. If he does, it is offensive.
The reason why I got offended is because he really does. When Jeff Green calls me a sellout, I don't get mad. When they tease me about my white boyfriend, I don't get mad. I got offended because that is what Pianki actually believes.
If he actually believes that, that is his business. And regardless of what you think,
I don't know. It is not his business
when
he's directing it at me, and I have a right to be offended and quit defending him for being ignorant.
That was a personal attack when you say something that she ain't welcome back because she ain't clean. That was personal.
But even though she has the right to be offended, she still doesn't have the right to tell him that he's wrong. I mean, she has the right to tell him that he's wrong. That doesn't mean what he's thinking is wrong.
You know what, South Carolina, you know, I'm going to get off this conversation.
She told him to keep it to himself. She told him to keep it to herself. I heard what she said.
Why? Why is she's violating his First Amendment rights.
He has the First Amendment right to speak that, but she also has the right that if he's offending her, she could tell him about it.
Yeah, that's no problem. I don't have a problem with that.
And that's what she did. She told him about it.
Okay, well, I mean.
So you can be quiet now, South Carolina.
Oh, Diva, go. I'm still not sending you my credit card. You can forget it.
That's why I'm mad at you.
Happen.
I want them Louis Vuittons.
Okay.
Anyway,
but
I'm done defending
Diva
for
make me
for
feel
the day.
So much better if you send me your credit card. I promise I won't spend no more than $1,600. I promise.
Thanks for taking my call.
Okay. Okay. $1,600 for a pair of shoes. That's crazy.
That's how much they cost. And that's the cheap end. I'd be buying the cheap ones with that.
I said you used $1,500 this weekend.
I could think of probably 50 different things that I could buy besides buying a pair of $1,500 shoes just so I can put them in the dirt.
I could, and I would not put those shoes in the dirt. Are you crazy?
What do you mean? You got shoes, you're going to wear them, right? What would you wear them
Yeah,
to?
But you're going to be very, very careful where you're stepping. You're not going to be stepping in no dirt, no grass or snow or anything in those.
Yeah, Alabama times are getting rough.
Here you go. Oh,
no. Man, this is fun.
But seriously, though, Diva, how in the world do y'all walk in those things? I'm being serious. How do you walk in them?
That's why women love Louis Vuittons, because they're very comfortable, considering the heel and the arch. Very comfortable.
But you talking about red bottoms?
Yes.
As long as they got red bottoms for $300. Why you got to get some high, expensive $1,500 red bottoms?
Those are the cheap ones.
As long as they don't them flipper shoes, Diva, I'm all right.
I could get on to you by buying some $1,500 shoes, but I ain't going to do it.
That was straight up hood, Diva. The flipper shoes.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't post that. That was my husband. My ex-husband's wife posted that.
Well, I guess you don't see somebody in the club wearing their shoes.
Yeah, you probably would. Girl, this the new style.
They got a pool in the back.
Girl, they wearing these in New York. I saw these on TV. There's some of these at Fashion Week. Stupid. I'm not wearing those.
I admire women that can shop with $100 and look good. Like, look like she's paid thousands of dollars. Love it.
Hey, Eric, it's like, you know, hey, I have seen, I'm not going to tell you who it is, but they have gone to Goodwill and Salvation Army and came out spending $50 and get them a whole entire summer wardrobe.
I got a jacket from Goodwill for $5, man. Every time I wear it, man, it's a suit coat. Every time I wear it, folks be like, man, where you get that?
Now, I'm not above shopping at Burlington Burlington and Target and Walmart and whatnot.
We're not talking about that.
But I'm sorry, I don't do.
We're talking about goodwill, Diva.
I don't do other people's clothing. I do not do hand-me-down secondhand clothing. I do not do
that's
it.
That's why it's called laundry. You can get it cleaned in the laundry.
I can't do it.
Well, hold on, Diva. You know the FDA? Do you know the FDA allows rat poop to be in your cereal?
That's why I don't eat cereal.
No, I'm saying they allow rat poop and rat foulings. You can ground a rat up
cereal.
Into the ground beef. You don't eat meat. You eat meat?
Yeah, I eat meat.
I can't. I'm just saying, you're going real far to my chicken with hand-me-down
clothes. All of that is not on the packaging, but Salvation Army and Goodwill, they market that stuff as hand-me-downs. So, therefore, I know right off the bat that somebody is wearing that.
No, you beyond hand-me-down. I go up in Goodwill and look better than most cats. I'm telling you,
if you do Goodwill, that's on you. I have no problem with that. Some people find good stuff in there, and they come on. My friend, she loves consignment shops. And she looks great. Look, I just don't do it. I'm not saying that I'm above anybody who does
See?
It.
Yes, you
I
are.
Just don't
yes,
do
you
it.
Are. You,
no, I'm not. I don't do
good
it.
Good for that.
Hey, everybody, if you listen to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600, the number is 347-945-5229. And I'm here in the studio with Jeff Green, and I want to thank him for pitch-hitting for me. He really does a good job. I got to went to the MRI clinic, the imaging clinic this morning, and it was really remarkable. While I was getting my MRI, they asked me what I wanted to listen to. I said, well, what do you have? And they said, well, you can listen to anything on iHeartRadio. I said, we'll pull up my station. And so they pulled up WSOM, and I got to listen to the show while I was inside the tank getting banged around.
Uh-huh.
And I forgot to take off my watch.
Oh! Did your arm go boop?
No! My arm didn't move.
Oh, man.
But it stopped.
Oh, yeah. That upset some stuff because
it stopped time. I said, wow, because I was sitting there going, I think my watch is still on my arm. So well. And you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number again is 347-945-5229. And before we left the break, Pianki, you owe Diva an apology because we don't wash off people.
Even Covina Man says she's sleeping with the enemy.
can I ask you guys this? What makes interracial dating? What makes that enemy?
It is no enemy.
But no, because a lot of people believe that because you ought to hear conversations between women when we see black men, even today, especially if they're 40 and above, and they're dating white women.
Don't forget now, your attitude toward black men is a little jaundiced because of society.
But again, white men, I mean, when black women date white men,
mm-hmm.
black men don't tend to like that either.
No, nobody likes.
So why is it that why do we here we are in 2014? Everybody's in an uproar. Why is everybody still on the fence and don't know what to do with?
What was the problem with Sterling in this situation?
He didn't want
his girl.
He didn't want his girl. His problem was bigger than that.
No, I'm getting ready to say it was bigger than that, but I'm getting ready to break it down.
Okay.
His girl was cavorting with Magic Johnson and some other girl, and she's publicly on Twitter, tweeting
Instagram,
giving pictures of this. Here it is, something that's tied to him, even though it's a mistress. You know, they're in adultery. They're doing whatever they're doing. Even though it's a mistress, he doesn't want her doing certain things. And lots of nerve he has, you know, to ask that, but still. Now, and then his daughter. His daughter is hanging out with gangbanger type, you know, black guys, throwing up peace signs and gang signs and stuff
Why
like that and
get
taking
from
pictures.
That today, gangbangers. See?
I said gangbanger type. I didn't say they were gangbangers. I said,
because
they're dressed in the gangbanger kind of clothes and the things like that, and they got that little the cool street savvy type of mindset going on there. That's what's bothering.
You need to get out of the suburbs.
No, hold on, Diva. Let me say it this way. I want you to really understand this. If you look at the man's age and his mindset.
Exactly.
And he has a perception of superiority over people of color just by the era he was raised in. Bottom line.
And not to mention, it sounded to me like he had been drinking a little bit. I won't say he was drunk, but it sounded like he had definitely been drinking.
Well, whether he'd been drinking or not, because he could be sober. He could have been sober. He could have been non-sober. You got to look at the era of which he came in. Because right now, if he's 80, if you take 50 years off of him, that makes him 40 years old. I mean, he was 40 years old during the Civil Rights Movement.
Mm-hmm.
Are you following me? And he's been a millionaire for quite some time, and so he's been playing in the business world, and he's been moving and shaking, and he's been shaping things for a very, very long time. So you look at the mindset, and you got to realize how he was grown up, how old he was in the 1920s, and how he grew up, where he grew up, and what it was about, and where he grew up, and how he felt superior to anyone who was of darker hue of skin than he was.
Absolutely, Tracy. And
you got to take all that into the equation of what's going on in his mind.
And understand, Diva. This is one thing. Don't ever put me on a small level that you can't think past, because I'm involved with people all over the world, like all the time. I don't just have the influence of Youngstown in my mind or things like that. I have a network of things and things that I do that take me around the world. So you have to understand, I have a view that's different. I'm talking about her talking about the bubble.
We don't know what you're talking
about.
But
she just said she made a comment just before you started talking about I need to get out the suburbs, which is
but I'm just saying, because what I'm saying is, if you look at his mindset, because that's you. Do you call on the phone?
No, I'm talking about no. Period. Because it was made publicly, it has to be dealt with publicly. And so that's why I did.
Okay, Demas, he's not in the bubble. He's not in the box. He's outside. All right.
And I'm not in the suburbs either.
Huh?
I'm not in the suburbs either.
You just live there.
I live there, but okay. I work everywhere.
But let me say this. We have to realize if you are in that mindset and how that man feels and what he thinks about, and he sees his daughter with all these black boys hanging around, and she is half-naked with her Instagram.
Right.
And then his friends are giving him a hard time because they see his girl, who they know he's been taking care of a couple years. And he sees her with Magic Johnson. She roped up around him. All this is playing into all this. And I don't think she's with him because he is all that in a bag of chips. She's with him because she is a high-priced visitor. And his
Tracy,
wife knew about
you dressed that up too pretty. She's a high-priced hoe. That's all she is.
Exactly.
She's a hoe without the O-R.
Okay, listen, y'all.
Hey, why couldn't it be that she just found love in Sterling?
No,
that ain't a love thing.
A woman looks like that. A woman looks like that, old
man. A woman who allow a man to tell her to go into a deal with getting rid of half of who she is for money is just a high-priced whore. That's exactly what she
That's
is.
That's not true.
But now, Diva, now hold
That's
on.
That's not true.
You gotta realize there are black people who don't like being black. Period.
That's right.
They don't want to be black. As a matter of fact. Hold on, Diva. They don't even want to be associated with black at all. Don't forget that.
Now, once on that tape, did we hear her say, "Baby, I love
Diva,
you"?
Diva. Listen, she's been going through this for a long time. She had. And I'm not saying that she does. She wasn't Anna Nicole Smith. Because Anna Nicole had her own agenda. What'd you say, Alabama?
A female like that. A lot of times, good looking women. They don't have good hearts. They don't, because everybody kisses their butt when they little, when they're young. I've met plenty of nice, beautiful women that are just straight golden. Strip clubs are full of women like her.
But can I say this? I want to let South Carolina back in. You realize there are a lot of women who are pretty or are attractive that they have very, very bad self-esteem. Can you say Halle Berry? Because Halle Berry is really messed up in the mind.
Halle Berry.
I mean, she for her to be as beautiful as she is, she really has some psychological issues that we don't really understand and deal with, as beautiful as she is. Go ahead, Alabama. Yep. Oh, sorry, South Carolina.
The point.
Alabama. Hold on. I meant South Carolina. I'm so sorry. I meant to say South Carolina. He's been trying to say something. I know.
In 2010, she changed her name from Perez. The name she has now is not the name that she had in 2010.
Did it get her a paycheck?
Huh?
Did it get her a paycheck? You gotta understand what goes on in South Carolina. You gotta understand what goes on in Los Angeles. Nothing there is real.
Some two met in 2010, so that says a lot.
Diva, listen, boobs ain't real, butt ain't real, smile ain't real, face ain't real, name ain't real, checkbook ain't real. Everything you see is superficial. It's Hollywood.
The hair color is spot on, though, Tracy. The hair color is spot on.
It ain't real, though, because it's probably a weave, though.
Hey, when you're finished there, will you pull up a picture so I can see what this chick looked like? Because,
sure. First
of all,
she's not that good looking.
That's what I thought, and then but Alabama said yay.
Again, to each his own.
I got to see what, because what I saw, she looked like. She looked like
She's a pretty woman, but she ain't my type because she ain't got no body. So women like that, I just play with. I don't even study them because they think they all that, but she's slim. I don't have no attraction to her for real.
But again, everybody's got their own view of what beauty is.
She just
beauty
a face.
On the
skin she ain't got no body. She's just a big hole with a face and some hair. That's it.
I mean, but they have an Asian fetish. She look Asian.
I make love a long time.
She's Mexican by nature, mm-hmm. and she tans well because she got black in her. So all of it together, you know, he got a package going on, and most of the
Maria.
Stuff is not real.
You got Maria.
He said
Asian.
you're supposed to be acting like this sweet Latina girl or a white girl. There is nothing white except for her body type in her.
Her body type is not even white. But that's not the point. Remember, he's got his own fetish in his own mind.
That's true.
And a man's allowed to, again, he's allowed to do that. And she was willing to sacrifice who she was and anything else around her to make that happen. She has been with him for a very long time. $2 million worth. That's why his wife is coming after her.
That's why she's a high-priced whore.
It doesn't matter what you call her. Hold on, and let me say it this way. I don't agree with what she's doing, but at least she's smarter to do it and not make a baby and walk away with it and do it three or four more times and walk away with some more babies. Because a whore is a whore. If you lay down with anything, you still wake up with fleas.
At least she's getting paid
for where she lays. I ain't condoning it, but what I'm saying is we talk about people and we talk about her, but people are doing it every day of the week, and they walk away with absolutely nothing. Not even an alien walk up to the car. Drop a baby and don't pay child support.
I would say clap, clap, bravo, do you, but I cannot respect any female that encroaches on another woman's marriage. I don't care what the situation is.
Diva, I'm not saying that it's right. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is it's happening every day. We act like this is she ain't the only one sleeping with somebody else's boo.
Hold on, Diva. I mean, not Diva, but Tracy. The thing is, I think Stanley asked why she's a whore. Women can't have it both ways. I agree with Diva. You cannot call yourself a lady and want all this respect and get treated preferential treatment being a lady, and then you want to go out here and be gritty and dirty and out here sleeping around acting a fool. Then yeah, she a hoe. She got to be. I mean, she a hoe. She's sitting with this old wrinkled up California raising looking old white man. She know darn well it ain't the type of guy she want to be with, but she's sleeping
and
with
him. And knowing that he's a racist.
But no. You're missing. Steven, listen to this. Listen to what I'm saying. You've got women sleeping with people every day of the week that ain't theirs and are theirs that's dogging them out with nothing. She chose that if I'm going to lay down, I'm going to make sure that I wake up with diamond fleas instead of fleas that bite. Because there's a bunch of hoes walking around.
10, 20 carat.
That's right. She had $2 million hooker. instead of just the one that's a hold on, Diva. Instead of, hold on, instead of a welfare one. Because what's the difference between a white man saying that he wants you to strip yourself of being black and a black man calling me a B?
We're calling her the same thing. You're just saying in many words, and I just summed it up in
Diva,
a few. She's a high-priced
whore. Did you hear what
whore.
I said? Just look on, Diva, what I said was. What's the difference? Because I'm not trying to demonize her to accentuate anyone else. We teach our young girls to keep their legs open for anything that walks by. She made a choice that they were going to be a high ticket to get it. Now, that's real. Because if you got a black man who ain't wrinkled up and he's slapping you around and calling you a B, what is the difference? As y'all know, I ain't lying. There's a bunch of girls being called B's right now by their boyfriends. And they taking care of them because they going to work and he's driving around in her car picking up another girlfriend. Am I lying?
Yeah, but those girls want to be treated that way because if they meet a guy that treats them well, they don't respect him. I'm sorry. That's another thing.
That's halfway true, that is.
That's true. They don't respect. You could show those girls a guy that will treat them well, will be nice, will be kind. They'll look at them and say, he doesn't have no swag. He doesn't have this. He doesn't have that. They'll never give him time of the day, ever.
That's a good situation. They'll do it. Believe you me, they'll do it. It'll be years later when they don't run through
they
all could. The other stuff.
But again, they're going out every weekend getting a hookup.
When they've been used up, then they.
Yeah,
once
they have 2-3 kids, then they come back to the nice guy and ask the nice guy, now you should accept me because now I've done my freak, I've done what I needed to do, and now I'm a reasonable mom. You should treat me like a lady. And the nice guy looks at him, are you crazy? I'm not going to do something you now.
But am I wrong? I'm not wrong about this.
I wouldn't touch you with a 39.5.
I wouldn't touch you
ball.
Anything. And if you're a good man, if you do that, then you get called out all the names. How come a good man can't get that woman? He should like her because she has 3 kids. And I'm like, really?
Stanley, hold on.
I
we know you don't want
it.
No kids. There you go. There you go, Eric.
Hold on. Let me make a point. Let me make a point, Stanley. I agree with Stanley 150%. The only thing is, as smart, intelligent guys that are good men, we should use that. I'm saying the guys that are good men, that women and the nerds, if you're so intelligent, then use that same brain power to focus on how to woo a woman and get her. It's a skill and a trade. It's a skill to it. So I think just like you can go and learn how to be a better IT guy, or be a better – you can study women and get in that. It's a talent to it. It just takes – and it's really just getting over your fear of rejection. Once you get past that, you can get
hold on,
you want.
Alabama, hold up. Okay, hold on. Local call, your mic is on. Jeff, your mic is on.
Local caller.
Local call, your mic is on.
That's me.
Hey, me.
Yeah, that's me. Oh, that's Alabama. I just called from another phone.
No, you didn't.
No,
you did not
local,
call on the line. Not like a line.
And listen to how these people
are
talking. What is going on? And call this number to call this kid back.
No, she's got the wrong number.
Wrong number.
And the number is 347-945-5229, and we are almost at the end of the day. But want to thank everyone who called in. Tomorrow's going to be a crazy day, but we're looking forward to it. I've got some people that are going to call in about multiple things. And I want you to join in and join in the conversation and listen to what we have to say. The men's rally in the valley is going to come in tomorrow. And
men's rally?
Men's rally, and also the One Health Ohio. We're going to talk for about a half an hour tomorrow. We're going to talk about breast cancer screenings, and I'm all for early detection because if you don't live long and if you find out late, it's a terrible thing. It's a real terrible thing. So you really want to go and start taking care of yourself. And it's sponsored by the NFL and the Breast Cancer Society, the American Cancer Society. And I want to say that men, you need to tell your wives and your girlfriends that they need to go and get their mammograms and get tested. And then we need to tell that to our men that they need to go get prostate checks and all that kind of stuff because we want to be healthy.
Yeah, but Tracy, how the hell do you want to be healthy when we're getting more and more overweight when the this and that? I don't understand. Like, it comes back to six, what she said. We don't care about our health. If we did care about our health, we would ask the nutrition or the expert to come with a good plan because it's not working. 60 or 70% of the population is overweight. No, it's not.
Family.
60 or 70% America is getting fatter and fatter. How is it working?
We don't want to. America is a free country. People don't want to be healthy. They want to eat.
Well, here's the thing, though. Is a thing because all people that are overweight are not unhealthy. It doesn't matter about chance. It matters about your body type and what you are. And so, therefore, you have to take everything with a grain of salt.
My body says 15%.
I'm not going to take myself down. Okay, and my weight is a little heavier than I need to be for me, for my body type. But I'm not taking myself down to 190 pounds because
some BMI index says I should be there.
Said I should be there.
But
I'm not going no lower than 220 if I can help it. And that's where I'm going to be, and I'm at 240 something right now. So, I'm not going to walk around looking emaciated to match somebody's chart. Screw you.
No.
This is not the conversation. I just said tomorrow we're going to talk about it.
Well, I mean,
and Stanley, you wanted to bring
in
your fat.
I don't
because you don't like flat people.
No, that has nothing to do with it. Wait. It has nothing to do with that.
All Tracy said was look at cancer screen.
That's all I said. That's all I said. Get your kid.
Hey, Tracy, I'll throw this into the mix. The BMI chart is racist, bottom line.
Very much so.
Yes, it is.
Very much so. Very much so.
And it's true because it was created by one set of people for one set of people. And guess what? My body type does not fit the Caucasian body type.
Because I tell you, BMI wants me to get down. I told you guys last week. The BMI chart said they wanted me to get down to 160 pounds. I get down there, y'all be looking at her. You need Tracy smoking crack.
Exactly.
But
wow.
She got something wrong.
Got
what's
AIDS.
Wrong? You sick? I can't
Tracy.
Go there. Yeah.
You see, the thing you don't understand, and I think the doctor told you, I told you, and everything, BMI is not the same thing as body fat. I don't care if you're 150
Stanley, but listen, but your health insurance company does not go by your percentage of fat. It goes by a BMI index.
And that's wrong. They should go by the percentage of
fat.
But that's what we're saying. And
that's
when I just go back, I just want to finish my show. Y'all want to just go where y'all want to go. Do what you want to do. This ain't it's your thing.
Hey, meanwhile, I want everybody to think about this for Friday or Monday. Why is the government getting rid of $1 billion worth of ammunition?
Because you don't need it.
Oh, you need it.
You don't need it.
But they don't want you to have it, that's for sure.
You don't need it.
They already bought it up.
Well, no, it's theirs. They had it stockpiled.
They don't
$1 billion worth of older ammunition
because
going to get rid of.
It's kind of old, Jeff.
No, it doesn't get old. You sell it to the people and let them target practice.
Yes, they don't want you to target. They don't want you to protect your house.
There you go. That's all I'm saying. Because they're getting ready to do something. They got a plan right now.
Let these people go.
Well,
they're people. Listen,
you wait.
They're gonna herd you like cattle. And it's gonna be okay.
That's why they got the man up there, Bundy.
Yep, what's happening over here? You don't do it.
And then I will say this, and this is nothing but a test. Who is that? Alabama, South Carolina.
You got to say my name every time something happens.
Because it's usually you. That ain't Eric. That's you.
That's Diva.
No, that's Eric.
No, that is not Diva.
Who is that? Making all that noise.
You know what? You know what I was going to say?
What? They were worse than me getting out the car with the bell.
Sterling's daughter is
she looked
there in the middle of two black guys, And because,
two?
Yeah, two.
Which one? No, 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 no. There's others.
Well,
got,
yeah,
no, no,
I'm,
no.
I'm looking at the one with the two. Where the
oh, no.
And I was challenged because I said they were the thug type. Didn't say they were thugs.
No.
I said they were thug type.
Well, that ain't the one.
I don't know how you see that as even thug type.
Because of this, Diva, I know thugs that do quite well. You understand?
How do you get that just from looking at them?
Because
the thugs I know
drive Mercedes Benz. They are sharp all the time, and they do a lot of big things sometimes because
they
got the money to do it. No, I'm not being disingenuous at all. I'm being real because I know when you don't.
No, 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 no,
no,
Jeff. Hold on. Hold on. You trying to go somewhere that you ain't got
no
business going?
I'm very serious. I'm very serious.
I know you are.
People that have come out of a certain lifestyle or are in that lifestyle still. And they
know people.
I'm just saying, it doesn't matter. But they don't go around looking dirty or on the street with their pants bagging or
just
that and the other.
Even these boys as thug type, they're windbreakers.
Diva, hold on, Steven. Diva, which image are you looking at? Remember, we do radio.
His ball. The young man is in a black and white, a black and red Nike type red windbreaker type jacket. The white girl's in the middle, and the black boy to the right of her, he's in a windbreaker or what looks like a Puma hoodie or something.
I have one of her, and they are all there's a bunch of them. She's the only girl amidst about 15, 20 people throwing gang signs. And it's because they throw gang signs doesn't mean that they're gang bangers.
That's why I said type.
But,
okay, you
got to
post that one up because I'm looking at a different picture.
Yeah, I got one of her. No, yeah, six or seven boys, yes.
It doesn't matter because what I'm trying to tell you
one
is
who
to
has
him,
hand up
80,
mind that is prevalent
80-year-old conservative cat sitting down here.
He ain't conservative.
I look like a thug type to him.
Yeah, but Jeff, come on now. This is the type of label to cause George Zimmerman to look at Trayvon Martin how he did. How
Diva.
Jordan Davis
Diva,
ended
Diva,
up
Diva,
in
Diva,
Trayvon
Diva.
Martin looked
Diva,
like a
thug. Hold on.
Sorry
Diva, let me say this to you. When you see a man going down the street, tatted all the way down, has arm in his neck, and he's busting a sag, and he got a hoodie up and all that kind of stuff, yeah, he looks like a thug. Let's get real about that. Now, you can call it a white thug, a black thug, a green thug.
With the hoodies on their heads, their pants sagging, there's nothing in the picture that says that you can stereotype them as thug.
Again, I will call you a thug. You look like a thug.
Yeah.
If you don't want to look like a thug, put on a pair of blue jeans and a belt and a shirt.
Not
the same reason. Walking around 85 degree temperature with a hoodie on.
I think Richard Sherman had the best point when he was like, thug has been synonymous with the N-word now. So, I mean, walking around. I play basketball sometime, and then I've had on basketball shorts and tennis shoes and a tank top, and I get looked at as a thug. Even though I'm not sagging, it's thug has become synonymous with black, period. It just ain't.
What I'm saying, Alabama, you're leaving a gym, and you're going to go home. You may even stop at the store on your way home. Yeah, that's fine, well and good. But let's be real about this. When you're going down the street, going absolutely nowhere, you're a 40-year-old man, and this is what you look like every day. As I said, you're tatted up your arms all down your face and your neck. You're busting a sag, and all I see is your underwear. And you get on a pair, and you're just walking down the middle of the street. You look like a thug. Now you can call it whatever you want to call it, because it is what it is.
So, okay, Alabama, you look at the picture and you tell me you see thug when you see those boys.
I don't have to see the picture. Just from what you described, I mean, I already know that they call those guys thug just because they got on anything. I mean, you got to wear a suit and tie. Otherwise, you're a thug if you're black.
No, you
don't
have to wear a suit and tie. But you, again, Alabama, I am fed up looking at folks in their underwear and got
they're
on a pair of pants out in the middle of the street.
You're going to the extreme. You're going to the extreme. I'm saying that a black guy can have
underwear at a party. If they were white, you wouldn't have called them a thug type.
Yes, I would.
Oh, I would have.
Don't tell me I wouldn't call them a thug.
Either
you nor Jeff would have.
Oh,
he's white. He's probably going. He's going to get called a wannabe thug.
Diva,
there's nothing in the picture to no thug. That's why Jeff needs to step out the suburbs. Because you want to hang around some thugs and look sloppy and actually look like thugs, you need to step out the suburbs. There's nothing thuggish about them boys in the picture.
Hey, Alabama, do they have the hoodie over their eyes with a mouth full of Skittles?
I don't know about all that. But I just know that anything black, it's going to be called thug a lot of times. I mean, anything black. I mean,
and there black people
black
like that
fashion.
Are the reason why
black
we
fashion.
Have George
like,
Zimmerman.
Right now, thugs are wearing skinny jeans now. So skinny jeans are going to be called. You wear skinny jeans, you're a thug. You wear loose-fitting jeans, you're a thug. You wear jeans,
each
period,
you don't
you're
subscribe
a thug.
To white culture, our black boys are going to be labeled as thugs.
Yeah.
And it's a shame
I mean,
you got black people who go along with it.
I'm going to tell you something, Steve. Now, there is a distinction in young black kids. I hadn't been to Ohio. I guarantee you I know one thing I'm going to see. If I pull up in a certain neighborhood, I'm going to see young kids with their pants hanging out their butt, and they're going to turn around and stand at me like they want to fight.
If I'd have saw these boys all tatted up, throwing up gang signs, their pants hanging off their butts, I would have been like, all right, yeah, Jeff has a right to think what he thinks, but there's nothing in that picture other than they're black.
Okay, hold up, Diva. He just said that they have some guys that they
they're
saw
not.
The
only one
game.
Who is throwing up their hands, the girl is throwing up. You got to look at the picture because the girl is the only one that has her hand up in what one would think is a gang sign, but that sign
now,
came
man.
Out of white culture.
Do you see the guy holding his face a certain way?
What the heck
like,
does
you
that
know,
have
like,
to
okay,
that's
just,
not a gang
just relax,
sign.
Relax, just relax
sign.
And listen for
oh,
a second.
Lord, have mercy.
Relax and listen for a second.
Oh,
then
I'm
you
not.
Refuse
I
me
can't
after
believe
I'm
you
finished.
Went there. Oh, my
Once
God.
Again, they're thug types. I did not say they were thugs. I said
it,
thug
it,
types.
Even standard
they're
thug types.
To be cool. Listen. The young boys up there trying to be cool. They're trying to either holding themselves a certain way. Their posture is a certain way, like I'm flexing. I'm doing this. Yeah, this is me. It's all about me. This, that, and other. I got this white girl in between me. And guess what? That's how thugs take pictures.
Oh
and
my,
guess what again?
What?
Guess this, what again? I'm,
I talk
I'm,
to you
listen,
guys.
I'm in the clubs.
I
I'm in the clubs.
Guys.
All. No, you run. You run when somebody
no, I'm not
proves
wrong,
you wrong.
Jeff, because
okay.
My generation
wrong,
is closer to
I agree with
you,
Jeff.
And your generation
yeah, thank
is,
you,
and that's not how
that,
they are.
You know, these guys that run these clubs around here are thugs, and they dress just like these young boys do,
no,
they and
they do.
Act just like those young
they
boys
don't dress
do there.
Like that. They do not dress
yes,
like
do.
That, Jeff. They're much
you
more flashier. They're much
this?
More flashier.
I'm in these
it's
places.
You kids
no.
is going to be looking dressed with their jacket zipped all the way up at a party in a house.
Yes, they do.
Kids
I'm
gonna
sorry.
Be hanging around in a hoodie. Come on now, the guys you are talking about are much more flashier than that, and you know
hey,
that.
Diva, I work in these clubs all the time.
Oh my
time.
Gosh, Jeff, I visited the clubs. I stayed in the clubs. I'm around
do,
these
do,
dudes 24/7
do
before I came down to Columbus,
hey,
Ohio.
Do you,
tell me.
You
may
do
have
some...
just worked and seen, but I've been around it. I've been a
I
part of the
again,
culture.
Again.
So for you to label young black boys by a picture that they're thug
Diva,
types, you ought to be ashamed of yourself
Diva,
as a black man.
Do you go to Dukas or do you go to...
Yes, I've been to Dukas. And ain't no black man in Youngstown going to be walking up in Dukas dressed
like that. Get your
like
little
that.
Butt off your back
hey,
and listen.
They ain't going to walk up in Dukas dressed like
get,
that.
Get
are you
your butt off your back and listen.
You're going to get clowned.
Now, once again.
Shorty want a thug.
She got a thug. She got a white boy thug.
Get,
it's the same difference. He ain't no
and
different.
And again, you're making assumptions.
And am I correct
again, you're making
assumptions.
Yes,
I
you know
am.
You make
he's a
assumptions.
He's a little thug, and that's what you like, and that's what you're going with. And that's okay.
Okay, so
that's
you know
you
my boyfriend. You know my boyfriend. You know, so he's a thug, really.
I can see his spirit. I see what he's about.
Oh, my gosh.
When
you say he's out in the corner, he's hanging in the clubs, and he's walking around doing what? Throwing up gang signs? Really? You think he's hanging around?
He don't have to throw no gang signs to be no thug.
Okay,
I told
guys,
you, it's a thug
guys,
type.
Guys,
he's
please.
A thug.
I'd like to know what the thug is.
Be nice.
Once
what
again, I'll say it again,
you?
And I won't say it no
okay,
more
no.
to you, and so I don't offend you, but he's a thug, and you know it.
No,
and
you
I,
know
I,
he is
so,
not. He's far from a thug.
Yeah, right.
Is he a nerdy, geeky white boy? No, but he is far from it. Now, anybody want to call him a redneck?
He's a thug.
I would say, okay, yes.
He's a white boy with black orientation.
Listen, there's a lot of times we do a lot of things for a lot of fun. And, yeah, people look like they thug. They throw up gang signs, West Coast, East Coast. They do some crazy stuff. And it doesn't mean anything. It's frivolous. And not all people that look certain ways are thugs. But you got to understand how it is perceived by the masses. That was the point of it. They may not have been honorable college students an honorable at an all-black university that she went to a ball game, whatever it was. In the minds of the people that were looking at the picture, their perception is their reality, whether we like it or not. It may not be true.
So as a black man or a black woman, to look at this picture and label them thug types, then something is wrong with your perception.
Diva, I'm sorry. Whether you be black or white in a picture like that, no matter what it is, these guys, I mean, honestly, they want to look gangster.
No, they don't.
No, I'm sorry.
I guess because y'all from a different generation.
Diva.
I've never seen a thug in Youngstown, Ohio walk around and look like a thug with a...
That's a gangster hip-hop style.
They're just looking like kids who are at a house party. That's what they're looking like. I want to see gangster hip-hop style. I could post some pictures of that style. T.I., Jay-Z, when he ain't in no business suit. All of them gangster hip-hop. If they were dressed like that, then I could go along with y'all. You and Jeff, for y'all to be black, for any black person to go along with that perception, y'all got issues. Y'all have a nice day.
That lady got killed in Chicago the same way just this past weekend. Miss Draper.
When you walk around in something too tight with everything out, you look like a hooker. If you walk around with the bust of the face, you look like a thug. It is what it is. Now, you may not be one, but you still look like one.
That's a good point, Tracy.
You know, she don't care nothing about the truth. She cares about trying to make us look bad for anything that we've made a judgment call on. That's all she cares about because we're conservatives and she wants to make us look negative in a certain light. And it's the mindset of the black liberal that wants to be part of something that they think that's what they need to do. That's all that she's about. That's why I don't let her get away with stuff.
What I'm saying is a lot of people we don't understand, but you can't help. You dress like you act. You act like you dress. And people are walking around looking like hookers and thugs and thinking of the style, and we're raising our young boys to dress that way. And you can say what you want to say, but that's what you look like. And when you go in a store, you look like you're going to steal something, even if you're not a thief.
Okay, well, what I was trying to interject was that I think Diva was making the point that if African-American kids go out of the house wearing skinny jeans, loose-fit jeans, basketball shorts, sweatpants, anything of fashion that they find that is black style, because blacks have a distinct style of fashion, it is going to be labeled thug. Tight-fitting shirts. And hold on, let me finish. You can wear tight-fitting shirts and tight jeans with a hat and some glasses, and that's a nerdy look back in the day. Now you're a thug if you have that stuff on. I'm going to say this right here. I do agree with you guys that wearing your pants around your butt or below your butt is by far one of the dumbest moves. If you think this system is designed to work against you, why would you wear the uniform that says, come get me? That's stupid.
Well,
I agree with you.
The thugs up here don't wear no skinny jeans. That's for sure. Because then they be a fag. Because they don't do no skinny jeans here.
Skinny jeans, you gay.
It's coming. Look, the homosexuals are telling the thugs what to do. Eventually, homosexuals are gonna make thugs wear skinny jeans all across this country, just like they finished making start wearing skirts.
You might be right, but it ain't here yet.
It's coming. Y'all should. They do it in Alabama.
when I go out to the mall, if I'm not dressed and look appropriate, I get followed in the store like any other black female. And I'm not saying that it's right, but what I'm saying is when you look at the perception that comes with the image that they portrayed, especially when you had all these guys looking at her like she was a piece of meat. And you know, and I am on the radio right now, you know how men think. That's called fresh meat. Fresh meat with money. Come on, y'all.
And that's what both of them were carrying themselves like. And that's what people don't understand, this concept. I didn't say they were thugs. I specifically said they were thug-like. They were like thugs. And you know, and they're trying to be a certain way so that they can get a certain
response.
Well, I'm
going to tell you something, Jeff. When you use the word thug, and seeing that you got a lot of white listeners, I think you need to be careful because they don't know how to distinguish thug from thug-like. A lot of times that means he sells drugs, he steals, he has no character, he's a thug. That's it.
But can I say
that's
this?
All that means.
We are, but can I say this? White thugs and black thugs, they're all the same.
That's true.
And Alabama, I just don't use the N-word on the radio because it's just politically incorrect. But another word for an N-word is a thug. And we need to quit being thugs and grow up and be men and women of integrity.
Okay, well, there was a time when I was little, when I was in like the 7th, 8th grade, NWA, when they first hit, they were the first people to wear their pants down like that, right? I did it a couple of times. I'm not a thug. I wasn't a thug back then. I wasn't the best student, but I could probably consider myself an athlete more than a thug. Now, so when you see someone wearing their pants around their butt, a lot of times, and believe me, it gets on my last nerves, but a lot of times these are young guys that don't have any identity. They don't have a male father to get home, and so they're trying to be like the other men that they see. Because in a lot of tribal cultures, when you're 12 years old, just like in the movie 300, they take you out and you have to become a man. That's their rite of passage. They feel like, okay, I'm a man. I know this one kid used to play basketball. He was a nice little innocent kid. Now he thinks he's a thug. He's crazy. He's always talking about shooting people. And I see him, I go the other way now. My homeboy want to try to talk to him. And I saw him, I'm saying that to him because he's been to jail. He's a hardened criminal now.
Alabama. NWA. NWA?
Yeah.
They were thugs.
They were fake.
No. They were headed that way and because EEE was a thug. He was a dope dealer. Eric was a dope dealer. I know them. They were thugs.
I think they destroyed hip hop. NWA destroyed hip hop.
You're right. But what I'm telling you is I know these guys. Shooting them was thugs. There was no bigger thug than Shug. He's still a thug.
To a kid looking up to me, life ain't nothing but bitches and money. That's what these guys were saying. And so now we want
to
come like NWA was a brown breaking. They made F the police and they made I'm like, no, these guys were thugs, they were criminals
and
they glorified the
news.
And I'm not going to sit here and equate them to KRS-One and the Boogie Down Productions. It's a big difference between them and Public Enemy.
Ice-T was a thug.
He was a pimp.
Thank you very much. A real pimp. I'm trying to tell you. And what we've done is we've made pimping and thuggery mainstream. And our kids grow up like it. And when another generation looks at it, they look at them as thugs.
I agree with you. All I'm saying is in the middle of that, now because it's mainstream, we need to be careful because there are doctors, lawyers, and politicians that right now they're wearing their pants around their butt. But when they're 25,
they need to pull their pants up. Ain't no doctor, professional, engineer, and nothing need to walk around busting a side. And if you're busting a side, all you are is a green thug.
Tracy, I think these kids understand I can't go on a job interview. If you go to college, and you first of all, if you get out of the hood and you're smart enough to actually go through college and get an engineering degree, you're probably smart enough to know not to walk up into Lockheed Martin with your pants hanging around your butt and with a suit on. You probably know that. Tracy, I agree with you. I'm just saying let's not put every black child in that category if they follow the trend.
Listen, walk like a duck, smell like a duck, crack like a duck, stay outside like a duck, guess what, you're a duck.
No, no, no.
So you're a duck.
Every trend that black kids have is going to be called thug. It's a very slippery slope. So you're saying that any black kid that follows a trend is a thug. And I don't think you really mean that. I hope
this
you
is
don't.
Not a trend. This is a 20, 30-year trend that's gone too far. That's thug. And they need to grow up, and we need to show them better. Because all we're doing is setting them up for failure.
Let your hair grow. The trend now is let your hair grow and don't comb it. That's the trend. I hate it. But they do it. Now all these kids walk around with naughty hair with their pants hanging off their butt. And that's it. I mean, that's what they do. I don't condone it, but yeah, they do it. Some of them have the audacity to have a belt on and still have it. Had a belt tightened around their thighs. I'm like, what's this? But then they got on boxers. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. But that's what they do. But I'm just not going to say every black kid that does that is a thug, because I used to do that, and I ain't no thug. So your theory, by definition, is wrong.
So what I'm saying is we condone it, which makes
us just as bad as they are. I know kids that are lawyers that went to school with me. I got lawyers and doctors that went to school with me. They sag. I mean, just that back in the 90s, early 90s, that's what we did.
And they still sagging today?
No. No, I don't sag. None of us sag. We think it's stupid. I thought it was stupid. I did it maybe 1 or 2 years. By my ninth grade year, I thought, okay, like, that's stupid. Gangs are stupid. We was in Alabama. When gangs hit Alabama, it went crazy. It would like spread like wildfire. And I got tired of it. I got tired of gangs. I thought it was stupid. It was played out about two years in.
There?
You need to watch my Offer 21. I put it on your Facebook post.
I'm saying I've got the DVD.
You need to play some excerpts from that tomorrow.
Actually, I've had people on from that actually put the movie together. I've had them on a couple times.
No, they argued me down when I said that the NAACP is wrong for him, hypocritical for saying that he's a Christian because he wanted to forgive the guy. Yes, they are here pushing abortion, and they all these black communities, they're killing all these black babies. But I tried to ask the question, y'all wouldn't say it. If you're the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, how are you advancing those colored people that are killed?
They've never tried to advance nobody. It wasn't set up to advance.
And then that guy's a Jew. The NAACP was started by Jews, so that's a whole other can of wax. When you start coming, they just said he bought them out. He probably owned part. He probably they started the organization. Jews did.
That's what I'm saying. It was never meant for control. It was never meant to advance.
It was meant to keep the eyes of the government on what's going on what's going on in the black community.
Absolutely.
Just like COINTELPRO,
COINTELPRO
was meant to disrupt the black community. They didn't want us to come together and form any type of cohesiveness and start working together. So they went out and broke us up and made us out to look a certain way and had people infiltrate and snitching. Yeah, the government, I mean, every time I turn around, it's everything because the government has done a lot and is doing a lot to black people.
Absolutely.
So, but that doesn't necessarily mean you can't go out and get your education, get a job, and make something of yourself. But
you know how I feel. Hey, listen, I love you guys. I gotta go.
All right.
See you tomorrow. Thank you.
ideals we have inherited, and the courage to examine new paths that may help us continue to be effective servants in our community. We ask now that you use this food we need to fuel the work we need to do. We ask all this in Jesus'
name. Amen. Hey, what's going on, Doc? How the hell are you, Tom? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
We have a guest from Struthers today, Jim Jiggett. Jim. Who brought a guest today? It was like
I didn't want to have a $3 check. That's too bad.
Do not try to name one here. We might need new people to help out the song. Okay?
okay? There's a lot of people that have an alpha song. They do other things. The song's fun.
If you can sing. You got people that are right?
Okay.
I'm not going to
Thank you. Leadership of overflow, work more about how to do that effectively. Yeah, Oh, I'm going to go to the hospital. We're going to go to the hospital. And